All right, here we go. We're back. Episode 31, and you're not going to believe this, Dangerlings. You better strap yourself in, boys and girls. Mostly boys, I think. You're not going to believe this one. We got the first ever, I don't think it's ever going to happen again, too, to tell you the truth. The first ever mother and son combination team on the show. You believe that?
The coolest couple since Mary and Jesus, right?
Maybe not.
No.
And so, I am your host, James, the dangerous one, Enriquez, and to my left, touching my inner thigh as always, and oh, he's climbing up again. Oh, stop. Okay, keep going.
You like it.
It's the boy wonder sidekick, Miguel Lido Ramirez.
And, it's clobbering time.
And to his left is his aunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Best aunt.
Let me guess. You say it like real Hispanic, right? Like, Angelica?
No,
you say that shit?
Angie.
Okay.
It's white right now.
Do you like the song Angie by Rolling Stones?
Hell yeah.
Is that your song?
Yes, it is.
Did all the guys tell you, oh, this is your song, baby?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that coming. All right. Angie Espinosa. Is that right?
There you go.
All right. And to her left is her charming young lad at a whopping, how old are you?
22.
22 years old. Look at
that's
that.
37. Yes.
And Daniel. Is it true he calls you Duty?
Yes, since I was
like
a baby.
I like it. Is it because what was in your diaper as a baby? Is that why?
That and...
he has to do his duty call. He has to do that duty. There's a certain thing that he does.
Call of Duty.
I never thought about that. Call of Duty, yeah.
All right.
You got to do it now. It's called.
Yeah, you got to do the duty call. Yeah. You have to do it.
I don't know.
You won't do it anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
And Call of Duty is drinking... what is it? Victoria, right? Not Pacifico. Victorious, whatever.
Victorious.
Angie here has
a little ghetto, a little Clamato. Cholo, Budweiser and Clamato.
You said that pretty well.
Yeah, I'm a veterana.
Man, I thought we were at the swap meet right now for a second there.
Santa Fe Springs?
Yeah, that's right. And Lito here and myself, you brought it. So thank you, Lito. We're drinking
The guest brought it.
No, we brought it.
The guest.
You were carrying it, so fool me.
The guest brought it.
Andrew brought it.
Yes.
You were just the transporting mule.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
For Jesus and Mary. So,
Chola Mary.
And so, hey, cheers.
Salud.
Thanks for coming up. Oh, sorry. Salud. Yeah, I forgot we're back
Mexican.
In the swamp meet again.
Yeah, we're back in Santa Fe.
Oye, ¿cómo va? Mi ritmo. Hey, yes, can I get a deal?
So, Lito, I asked him some history about you briefly earlier. Is it true you're from La Puente?
I grew up in Roland Heights, but I went to La Puente High School because I got kicked out of Roland High School my first day there. I was only there for...
birth?
No, I didn't give birth. No. What happened was my friend had got jumped in the summer by some black girls.
Oh, man.
Okay. Well, the first day of school, she had a pocket knife and she said, I'm going to kill him. And I was like, you can't do that shit. You aren't going to kill him. So I took the pocket knife
from
her.
Wait, what was the reason why you can't kill him? Why?
I don't know.
Because it's the first day of school.
Yeah, first day of school. So anyways, I took the pocket knife from her. Yeah. Someone seen that I had the pocket knife. They told the teacher. Right. I got called into the office third period. Well, guess what? I got expelled and sent to La Puente High School.
Expelled for the first offense, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't tell who had it. Well, who gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
So I got expelled.
Isn't it legal to carry a pocket knife if it's like, you know... below 3 inches or something like that?
Well, I was just trying to save her, but I got screwed. And what's funny is that she ended up in La Puente 2 weeks later. She got expelled.
So it was all in vain.
Yeah, but that's okay, because if not, I would have married a Chino. So that's all right. I married a weapon.
Did she end up killing that guy? Or that girl?
No, she got expelled 2 weeks later. Yeah. She ended up with me anyways.
You can't mess with the school faculty, right? That's all you gotta know.
No. So, you know what's funny is that I work for a school district now.
I'm pretty sure she admitted that from the application.
Yeah, I did.
I went because my friend was going.
What year did you graduate from La Puente?
1990, and I already had two damn kids.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind.
I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, I was born in the, put it this way, I was born in the 70s, and my son was born in the 80s.
And we had the same birthday.
Yeah.
The same
birthday? February 17th. Yep. Woo!
No shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow. Actually, my dad and brother have the same birthday. It's pretty rare.
That was my first and last freaking present.
But don't you believe it? Don't we have another cousin? Yeah. Isn't somebody else born on the 17th?
We have a nephew born February 17th, and we have a cousin born February 17th. So that's a badass fucking day.
Yeah, for our family, like, February is like nothing but birthday parties.
Yeah, we're like really horny, like, in June.
We're high rated the rest of the year.
Yeah. I think that's what they call summer loving.
Yeah.
All right, Greece.
If you were to see my husband... He had a fucking mullet back then.
These guys,
he had a what?
He had a mullet.
Their old high school pictures were like, they had the fucking Aquanet hair up here, the wallbangers. My uncle had this fucking pompadour slash mullet.
With white jeans.
Yeah, with white Jordan jeans.
You know Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
We call him Juan Tierra. Yeah. That's his fucking name, Juan Tierra. I'm not even fucking lying.
He's from Chicago.
So how old were you when you had this guy?
I turned 17 that day I had him, and my husband was... He had just turned 15.
No way.
I swear to God.
To catch a predator.
So you were a cougar.
No, you know what they
asked? You were a cougar at 17.
You know what my mom asked me?
So why do you have a 30 pack?
No. Listen to this. You know what my mom asked me when she knew I was pregnant? She said, does he even have hair? Pubic hair. And I said, I don't know. I was drunk.
Oh, shit.
Thunderbird.
I was on Thunderbird. I got fucked up and I got pregnant.
Yeah, the son knows the story.
Wait, what's Thunderbird?
It's like wino. No, it's liquor. It's wino beer. It's
like
liquor.
Malt liquor.
We were playing quarters. We're playing quarters. Put it this way. I woke up. Sorry, Daniel. I woke up. My cousin my cousin walked into the room and he goes, where's her clothes? I don't know. 3 weeks later, I took a test and I had this one.
No one asked where's the condom?
No. I don't even think my husband knew what he was doing.
Now, coming from La Puente.
Exactly, coming.
Is that the only test you didn't fail?
Yes. Fucker. Wow. No, I was actually a good student.
I had to go there.
Juan Tierra.
So you were, 17 years old.
She's a senior. And he was
and so
a
did
freshman,
the father,
right?
Did the father stick around?
Oh, yeah. We're married. We have four kids. We've been together for, it's going to be 24 years.
Wow.
Kudos
to the...
You guys broke all the odds, I think, right? Mm-hmm. How did you feel?
And he still has a mullet.
How did you feel about having a kid that young?
Well, I was young. I didn't really... I didn't really know. I was just hungover. And I didn't know why I was bleeding. I didn't know what a cherry was.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm being honest.
This mother, something's not working.
It was just weird because he was so young. You know, he was young. He had just turned 15.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he probably didn't know where his balls were. But
they haven't dropped yet.
They didn't even drop.
I'm going to have a kid. Yeah.
Wow, that is intense. So how do you feel about it now, like looking back? Did he ruin your life?
Oh, hell no. I'm so glad I have. I have four kids from him.
Uh-huh.
And look it, I party with my kids. Woo, we drink. Salud. We drink all the time, play beer pong. I'm glad I had my kids young, and I'm going to be 40 next month. And my freaking son's gonna be
23.
Since all those years have passed by, 23 years has passed by, have you kept anything of his over the years? I know all of our family knows.
Yes.
I know, Dan, you're shaking your head in total embarrassment. But go ahead and let us know.
When I had Daniel, I went to school for medical assistant, and I graduated. I had my daughter a year later.
A year later.
Anyways, busy. I used to work for an OBGYN, which is a doctor that delivers babies. So the doctor actually circumcised Daniel.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And the doctor
gave
me...
Can we see it?
The doctor gave me his foreskin.
The floor.
And
dirty.
I still have my son's foreskin. I still have... I don't have no belly button. I have his fucking dick skin. I have his foreskin. And it's so pretty.
Where do you keep it?
In a jewelry box.
Oh, wow.
In a jewelry box.
You ever try it on?
No, it smells kind of funky, but it looks like jerky, like beef jerky. But I still have it. I still have my son's foreskin. And I held my son while they did the circumcision.
Are you planning to keep that forever?
I'm going to give it to his wife.
In your will?
Hopefully they don't eat it. Because it looks like a raisin.
Can you imagine, Lito, just for conversation purposes, you pass away and they go to the to see what they get in the will. And it's like, you get Daniel's foreskin.
Yeah.
who
keeps foreskin? Yeah, I mean, seriously.
You do.
Well, I did. And that was the only one I kept was his foreskin because everybody else.
So that's it? You didn't keep anything else? Like first lock
of
hair?
Oh, his baptism. No, his skin. His baptism outfit. But I think the skin was more interesting.
Like his dirty bath water or something like that?
No,
his,
just the skin.
His first dirty diaper.
Yeah. Just his foreskin.
Wow. Nice. How do you feel about that, Daniel?
Well, I don't know what to say. What do you say?
As he guzzles down that second beer.
I have a jewelry box. So like, oh, okay, it's cool.
When she brings that conversation up, I'm pretty sure that's one of the, knowing my aunt, that's probably one of the first things she tells your girlfriend.
Anybody. That's one of
anybody yes. When you come by, hey, guess what? Look at this.
Well, look.
Because I've even seen it, and it's nasty. Yeah.
Well, when they get married, you know, it says something blue, something old. I'll just give her a rocking horse. I'll have her put the foreskin on her dress.
You're going to pin that to her dress?
Yeah, just hopefully she doesn't use it for a raisin, like for a salad when they're eating.
That's like some American Pie kind of stuff. Yeah. Just falls in. Grandma eats it.
I'm surprised my four dogs haven't eaten it. Because I do have four dogs.
So, Daniel, are you following in your mom's footsteps and having babies real young?
No. I'm 22 now, and I have no kids.
Well, you're already like a grandpa, right? Yeah. You're a grandpa.
And I want grandkids. Yeah, I want a little Tyrone Espinosa or a little Shaniqua Espinosa. No.
Why do you say that? Tyrone
Espinosa. Because my daughter's with the black guy.
Oh,
and
okay.
Daniel's with the black girl, which is cool. I don't care. You know, that's fine.
Sexual chocolate.
But you imagine me walking down the swap meet and being like, Tyrone Espinosa, get your ass over here. Or fucking Shaniqua. You know, Espinosa. I have to be Espinosa. Imagine me walking with babies with froze. That's funny.
Did grandpa ever say anything, to you? Like, if you ever brought a black guy home?
Oh, my God. My dad was so prejudiced. Put it this way. My older sister married a black guy and had a black baby.
Oh, that's right.
Monisha. Her name is Monisha Clizette Brown.
Monisha.
She don't even look black. Mm-hmm. Put it this way. My ass is bigger than hers. Anyways. And my dad couldn't stand it. Now, he's like, oh, no, they're beautiful and this and
what?
That. Yeah. My dad, you know, grandpa, he didn't tattoos.
Oh,
I have a lot of tattoos. Okay. My grandpa would tell me, my dad would tell me, oh, if you ever have tattoos, I will disown you.
Wow. Now, how many tattoos you got?
I got 10.
10?
I think it lists.
Yeah, my daughter has tattoos. She has a half a sleeve. She's all tatted down. My son has tattoos. Yeah. I love tattoos. Tattoos make me horny. I'm just kidding. I just seen that little thing. That's why I said that.
So passing down into the future, Daniel, I'm pretty sure you can't say anything to your kids, right?
He's embarrassed.
I'm talking about foreskin.
You can pass it down to your kids.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep your kids' foreskin?
Yeah, he'll have his own foreskin.
I know what it feels like.
No, they won't do that to him because I work with a doctor.
Check it out, mijo.
I'm a father. I was thinking about this whole children thing. I couldn't imagine having a kid so young because I can't stand it now and I'm 28. I won't say I can't stand it. It's just a lot of responsibility. So I can't imagine at 17, you know, being faced with that. Because right now I want to go out and fuck around on the weekend. So I can imagine how you were. But what I was thinking about is how easy animals have it. Like, you know, they just drop right out. Okay, fuck you. You're on your own.
Straight doggy style too.
Yeah.
Just to the point.
Like, with our kids, like, if we, you know, caveman days, if they walk outside, they can walk off a cliff and fucking they're dead. You know? These animals are smarter than that. It's just...
Yeah, exactly.
Why did we get screwed? And why the fuck do we gotta live with them for 20 years, whatever it is, right? These animals...
He's 22, he's still with me! I'm 21 years, they're still with me!
Hey, I guess that's a blessing, right? Because he could have said, fuck you, I'm out of here, I can't stand you, right?
No, I'd rather have him with me. You know why? Because he buys me beer.
Community beer.
Yeah. I couldn't wait till he turned 21. I was like, hell yeah, now you can buy me beer.
Send him to the store.
Yeah. Before I had to buy him beer.
She was the aunt that we can go to on a weekend. Right. Like 16, 17. Hey, you guys want a beer?
So are you the one that introduced it to the family? Kids,
oh, hell
I mean?
Yeah. Beer pong champ right here, Miguelito.
I got an uncle like that.
Woo, Miguelito, beer pong champs.
That's right.
Telling you, my friends, my daughter and my son's friends come down. They're all 20, 21. Yeah. Bring your mom outside to drink. Okay. I'm the only 39-year-old out there, and I kick ass in beer pong.
Until the sun comes up.
Yeah.
It's in the jeans.
And then my vampire comes out. Oh.
James has something like that, too. You guys are both twitards.
Well, I'm a twi mom. I'm a twitard.
I don't like the movies. Yeah, I like the books. The I mean, I didn't read the books.
Yeah. My mom has read every book about 20 times.
Put it this way. For Breaking Dawn, I waited 17 hours to see. I did the marathon. I've seen all the movies.
You went to the theater and watched all the movies?
Yes, and I waited 17 hours for all the movies.
Did you feel dirty after you left?
Well, poor Edward. If I ever met him, you better run. Poor guy.
Why?
Just like Kobe.
Oh, you're going to take him down?
Because I'd eat their ass in a wheelchair.
You're going to take him down?
Yes, they would end up in a wheelchair. I'm not even lying. Ask my son what happened when he went to a Laker game, and I forgot he was with me. And what happened? What did you say?
Well, first of all, I'm a Laker fan.
Me too. Woo! Go Lakers tonight! Woo!
I think Kobe's the best player in the NBA.
And he's fine.
I don't think Clippers going to whoop their ass this year.
No.
Is that true?
No.
Well, I said if I ever seen Kobe, he's so great, I'd probably bow, get on my knees, like, man, you're so great. And I look to my right and...
I forgot that he was there, and I said, shit, I'd bow down too. But I was wiping my lips as I said that. Oh, and I said, what? Oh my God, Daniel, I'm so sorry. But it's only the truth. I love Kobe.
Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. You can tell.
It's probably not even the word. It's probably something more.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right, what I want to ask you now is, you listen to the show, right?
Uh-huh.
That surprises me. A little bit. I'll get to that a little bit later. But what did you think when Lito first told you about this thing?
I was kind of like, all right, well.
What did he say to you?
Well, he was like, oh, Tia, you know what? I'm doing this little broadcast and whatever. And listen to it. So I started listening to it. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then when he started saying, like, stories about me, like when he met Snoop, because I'm the one that works for Snoop. And I was like, he was giving shout outs and stuff, and I thought it was cool. Yeah. And I was like, you better get me on the show because I'm the only down ass bitch that would be on your show. And it's true, I'm a down ass bitch.
Well, you're here, I guess you are.
Yeah.
Lito's a down ass bitch too.
Yeah. All the time.
Oh yeah. I have stories when Lito was little and he thought he was a dinosaur. I'll tell you about that.
What do you mean that is a dinosaur?
Okay, we were at a birthday party once, and you know, back in the day, the little birthday hats with the rubber band around the face and the little cones.
Wasn't this at Shabaran Park?
No, this was in Ontario.
Oh shit.
This is funny. He could have sworn he was a Tyrannosaurus Rex or whatever the hell you call it. There was a big old tree.
A Triceratops.
Whatever. There was a big tree. So there's Lito.
Idiot.
He pulled his hat to his forehead. Like a cone. Like an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, like a cone. Yeah, like a horn.
Yeah, like a horn.
Like a horn.
And he was running into the tree. Like literally smashing his head in the tree. And he said he was a dinosaur.
Explains a lot right now, right?
Yeah. That's why he's such a pendejo.
Well, anytime he sees wood, he runs into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He puts his head down and runs.
Hey. He just throws his face right into it. Yeah. I'm a triceratops.
Yeah. He likes wood. All
right. You guys are banned. Get out.
What did you, be honest here. What did you really think of Lito as a kid? You hated him, right?
He was funny because he was like really fat. And he used to wear these little ass shorts with these big ass glasses like a bookworm.
You wore glasses?
Yeah. Nah,
he told me
we're all blind. We're all blind. And he was like
a burnt ants.
I was mean to him.
Why?
I was
my really ants were all fucking mean to him.
Yeah, we were
to me,
mean
dude.
To him.
Why?
We would just make him do stuff and call him like a little pig and like rub his stomach. And
right?
We were mean to him.
Why do you like hanging out with her?
I don't.
Liar.
It's just that every time we have a family party, it's at her house.
Right. Yeah. I get
so
that.
I have to go.
All right.
That's why every time I go over there, I steal stuff.
Yeah, right. And he gets all drunk.
Can you tell us, I'm gonna put him on the spot, and I hope you just blast the hell out of him. Can you tell me anything embarrassing about Lito throughout his whole life that we haven't even shared yet?
I'm sorry, but I gotta say this, and I don't even think you know. One time, because they used to live with us.
Uh-huh.
And he used to have these little tight shorts.
He's nervous.
Yeah. And I walked into I don't think he knows. And I walked into the room and he was holding his penis.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
And he was like trying to push it in like a belly button. Yeah, he was trying to push it in. Yeah. I'm sorry, Lito, I'm sorry. But you were trying to push it in like stopped growing. Like, you just kept pushing it
it's
in.
It's because it's so big.
I think his wish came true. It stopped growing that day, right?
And I was like, do you have Daniel's foreskin? Because that shit's small.
Yeah, right. Come on. So but did he see you?
Oh, he seen me and he started crying. And then he told his mom. Then I got in trouble.
Wait, was this like last week or what?
Oh, I thought this was when he was like 20-something.
No, this was like 3 weeks ago. No.
I remember that. Oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I never told you. But that was pretty funny.
I've never heard that story. I remember one
time.
You were
in the room in the back.
See, I remember one time you had all your friends over and you guys were like doing Bebe's kids things. And like fucking, I remember I was in the shower in Grandpa's room. And like, I just remember fucking a door like fucking like bust open and you guys like fucking like start taking pictures and I'm like, what the fuck? And then like I start like crying. I'm like, what the hell were you guys doing? And you guys like, you said, oh, I'm sorry, it's okay, we'll take you to McDonald's. You guys never took me.
No, what's funny is that when I was dating Daniel's dad, we're boyfriend and girlfriend then, my parents never let me go out. My parents were strict.
I got pregnant.
But even though I had kids, they were strict. So I would use Lito. I'd be like, Lito, you want to go to the showboat? Remember the showboat in Rolling Heights?
Oh, yeah, dude. She's
Lito, let's go to the showboat. I'll take you. I only took his ass because I knew they were going to let me go because I had to go see Daniel's dad.
We would be there. would be there for about 20 minutes.
And then leave.
She'd give me like a dollar. Oh, yeah, Tia, hell yeah. And they're like, okay, let's go.
And then I would leave him outside and we would go do the dirty. And then I'd go, Lito, where's Lito? We got to look for him.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, where would he be?
I'd be outside with Andrew, their fucking cousin. With Effie, right?
Yeah, and we'd go to the bathroom doing nasties.
Fucking man, huh?
Babysitter of the year.
Is that when my sister was born?
Yeah, Daniel was like 2 months. We'd be like, Lito, take care of Daniel because we'll be back. We're going to go buy some
food. How old was he, Lito?
Probably about 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
About 7, 400 pounds.
And so do you feel bad about that now, or are you happy about what you did?
Oh, I'm happy what I did.
Yeah, no, she loves her daughter unconditionally.
Yeah.
Oh, and me as a fucking scapegoat.
Remember when we would take the bus and go to La Puente and he'd be like, where are we going? Shut up,
seriously,
we're in a bus.
Seriously, dude, yeah. It was like, what the fuck, man? Where are we going? Like, we'd literally be at the showboat for about 10 minutes. Okay, let's go now. Like, what the hell? We just got here.
Be like, don't worry. We're just going to go see some guy with long ass hair.
Yeah. That's the thing about my uncle. You'd see his mullet before you see him.
All right. New Year just passed recently. Did you guys do anything fun? Cool?
No. Well, we just went to a friend's house. listen to this. My old neighbors from Rolling Heights, we went to go. They live in Corona, and they're all cops now. And we went to go party with them, and they freaking party. Cops, party.
Yeah.
And we had a good time.
Well, yeah, no one could bust them. That's why.
yeah, no one could say anything, but they can party. My old neighbors. Want to
get some more beers? Go for it.
Yeah.
You're twitching over here. I'll take another one.
They can party, and like you said, you can't say nothing because no one's gonna bust them. We're in a room full of like 50 cops.
Hey, we're being too loud. Yeah,
no one's gonna say nothing. So that's what we did. We didn't really do.
Dude,
much.
It's been many a time that I've gone over to my aunt's house and like the fucking cops show up. They already know them by name.
Yeah,
they're like, hey guys, you just gotta keep it down.
Listen to this. In the city of Chino, if they come 3 times to your house, the cops, they'll give you a ticket, but it comes on your water bill.
What?
So, yeah. So the cop was like, well, we have to give you a ticket. And we even told him, come on, come back. Let's drink a beer. And my friends came out. Oh, they thought they were strippers. They were all pissed off. So anyways, they
imagine
gave us a ticket.
That,
yeah.
Like, fucking everybody's partying and, like, the cops come and, like,
we thought they were strippers. It was a Halloween party.
And all these fucking ladies go out there. Yeah.
They were all horny, trying to, like, literally rubbing on them because they thought they were strippers. So anyways, they gave me a ticket. And the next month, my water bill is usually about $102. It came out to $686.
What?
They gave you a ticket on the water bill. So if you don't pay your water, you're assed out.
Wow.
Can't wash that ass.
That's weird that it would go on the water bill.
Yeah, it comes on the fucking water bill. Chino cops are fucking dicks. I'm going to say that. Chino cops are fucking dicks.
Yeah, and they're always fucking camped out over there on like Riverside Drive. Open them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we had a cop. Remember that one cop with... My son got into some trouble and some cop came, literally raided our house. Yeah. Well, I was fucking pissed. So what did I do? I went to his,
station?
Officer, the station. That motherfucker got 6 months with no pay. He got in trouble.
Why?
He went into my house and searched my house because my son was tagging on a wall.
Uh-huh.
And he went up to his room and searched everything.
Without a warrant.
Yeah, without a warrant. So I went to the police station the next day, and they're like, well, he was like talking, you know, they have that thing on their shoulder, like talking.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, I want to hear it. They're like, he has no proof. There's nothing on there. He was fucking lying. So he got in trouble.
Good.
Fucking asshole.
He's all, there's nothing here.
I know.
So, keep on searching, bro. Cops are
dicks. Fucking assholes.
Based on that one guy, you're going to say all of them are dicks?
No, they are dicks.
Not that one guy.
Okay.
No, they are dicks.
I've been pulled over.
I have, you know, all my friends are cops, but Chino cops are dicks. They even tell me Chino cops are dicks.
There's another city I heard about where they say the cops are all dicks. I forget, but that's kind of weird how, like, certain cities, like, they're all.
My cop friends are, they'll literally tell me, like, Chino is their fucking dicks.
Well, I've been pulled over and, sir, do you speak English? I'm talking to you right
he
now.
He got pulled over with me.
Can you step out the car? Do you speak English?
Like, it's the mustache. Yeah. That's why, dude.
He got pulled over with me. He just got a brand new tattoo and he got pulled over.
Yeah.
You know, listen to this. This is what they said. Well, oh, you got fresh ink. Remember? And he's like, yeah. Well, where are you coming from? We're just coming from Walgreens because he went to go buy some ointment for his tattoo.
Right.
Well, we stopped you because you have that, you know, that pine air freshener on your rearview mirror.
Really?
Motherfucker, are you serious? Oh, you guys can go now.
They stopped you for a freshener, but they asked about all your tattoos.
And I told him, I go, this is my son.
By the way, because, you speak English.
Yeah, because everybody thinks that my son's my boyfriend.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. We've gone to Laker games. They're like, excuse me, sir. Bring your wife. And my son's like, that's fucking gross. That's my fucking mom. Everybody thinks that he's my boyfriend.
So what would happen if they show you on the kiss cam in the big screen?
He was like, what are you gonna do? He's like, I'm not gonna fucking kiss you.
Because drink my beer. Like,
I don't know you. I mean, just in the time we've been here. But I'd imagine you'd kiss him in front of, like,
oh,
on the big screen.
Oh, hell yeah. I'd be like, I have his foreskin. But yeah, there's a lot of people. Like I said, I work for Snoop. Snoop's wife. Thought that
you still work for him?
Yeah. Snoop's wife thought he was my boyfriend. She's like, I just thought you liked younger guys. She literally shot.
She's like foreskin.
Yeah. She's like, I just thought you liked the foreskin. Yeah. Everyone thought that he was my boyfriend.
I thought you liked him young.
Wow.
So that just means I'm like, I look pretty good for 39.
What about you, Duty? Duty boy?
Yes.
What'd you do for New Year's? Anything cool?
New Year's?
Nothing.
Well, instead of counting down, I was trying to kill a spider. So I missed the whole countdown. My girlfriend was like, there's a spider on me. And so I missed the whole countdown.
There's a spider on her? Was she drunk?
No, I was drunk. I was drunk.
Was there really a spider on her?
Yeah, it was a black widow. I was drunk, fuck. So I swung at everything. By the time I realized it was 12:05, so.
Am I the only one that thought that was funny? She almost got bit by a black widow.
That's why he said, I like black stuff.
She's probably listening, so.
Oh, I love
Amanda. I'm not going to laugh.
I love Amanda. Hey, they love me, though. My daughter's boyfriend, like, we would play beer pong, and I get all drunk.
Yeah.
And he starts winning. I'm like, you know what? I fucking hate black people. And just to piss them off, you know? All right, well, I hate Mexicans. And I'm like, you know what? You like chicken. Well, you like horchata. I just talk shit, but I'm not prejudiced. I love
But he's part Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, but...
Is that true?
Yeah, he's half Puerto Rican, half black.
Isn't that like a Latino, Hispanic thing? I'm not really good with that whole thing. But
yeah, but like, you can tell the blackness comes out of him. Like, when we're playing beer pong, like, he's real quiet. As soon as he gets drunk, he gets ghetto.
Where's he from?
New York.
Oh, okay.
He's a stupid Celtic fan.
Celtic from
New York? No, Celtic. I call him Celtics. Oh. Not Celtic, Celtics. Because I hate the Celtics.
All right. Is that a feud, the Lakers and the Celtics?
Yes.
Oh my God, come on.
I freaking hate the Celtics.
I don't follow basketball. I don't know. Forgive me.
I'm missing the Laker game.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
You want to leave?
Now,
huh?
No.
Well,
I brought my iPad.
There's the door.
I brought my iPad to check the score.
We still have
Wait, you know what? I warn you about something real quick?
What?
I really like to burp. Ignacelito.
That's okay.
Okay, so don't be offended because I'm a girl and I can
Don't you listen to the show?
Burp. Yeah.
No,
you don't know. You don't know how I burp. Tell him.
She's got some sonic boom burps, dude.
I know girls, my sister-in-laws, they can burp with the best of them.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know.
All right. You know what? Surprise me just at one point in the show. Okay. Let one rip. All right?
Okay. Shit. Let me stand back then.
move the mic.
Can I say that's me when I do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because let me just forewarn you. I was playing across...
That was a little one.
Yeah. I was playing across the street one time and I heard this fucking burp come out of our house.
It was ABCs. Yeah. I was doing the ABCs.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I look across the street at our house and the door was closed. Dude, this thing was crisp, like it was right in front of my ear.
Well, put it that I walked out and I was like, that was me, that was me.
Yeah, dude, she's got some sonic.
I got
booms,
some lungs.
Sonic burps.
You know what I've done already this year? It was like 2 days before New Year's. My wife made some, I'm going to say it the way you would probably say it, pinto beans. And
is that
a word? Pinto beans.
So she made some. She made some beans. She no. She used leftover bacon grease. I think it was. Right?
Yeah. Oh, that's a bomb. That's a best.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you put the bacon bone or the ham bone.
Oh yeah.
She hasn't tried that. She hasn't done that yet. But the bacon grease. But she made them. And then we forgot about them overnight. They were sitting out on the stove, right? So the next day. I forgot about the whole bacon grease thing. So, like, the next day, I drop my daughter off at preschool. I come back. I have my son. I see the beans. I'm like, oh, cool. And I'm like, fuck, but they left them out. I look at them. I smell them. Smell good. I heat them up in the microwave. I'm like, yeah, they're fine. Tastes fine. Yeah. Severe food poisoning.
Chorro. It's called chorro.
Yes, I know all about chorro. Believe me.
I just had a case of chorro.
So,
I was off work for a couple of days because of chorro.
So about an hour and a half later, right? Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck. I go to the bathroom, explosions and chaos and magnificent bursts of energy are flying out of me. And then I'm like, okay, cool, I'm done. And actually, that time I had to pick up my daughter. I come back a little bit later, another call. I go back in.
A call of duty, yeah.
And so I go again, I get up. After I'm done, I flush. I'm about to wash my hands. Right back down.
Doesn't always happen when you finish and you get up and you stand up
when
and everything.
When you wipe.
Yeah, everything.
You know what? Yeah.
It's like when you stand up and fall down or something.
I think it's when you wipe your
when
ass.
When you wipe.
It starts, you know. It
stimulates your butthole. In other words, your culo.
I think Lito knows all about stimulating buttholes, right?
Yes, I do.
Long story short, because it can keep going if I keep going.
Long story. No, keep on telling it. Keep on telling it.
I shit probably 8 times that day. And it wasn't pretty. And I was laying down, and I had body aches, and I'm like, and I felt like I was dying. And then at one point, actually, I can think I shit number 3. I go back to the bathroom, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, this is fucking disaster. And I'm in pain. I get up, and I still felt like a lot of pressure in my chest. And I'm like, fuck this.
And you couldn't breathe?
I couldn't breathe.
I have a pain in my chest.
I couldn't breathe. No, so... I go to the toilet.
I think you're fine. You say Mexican food. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just making on through.
I go to the toilet. I bend over.
So when is the story going
to
go weird? Because, I mean, it happens all the time.
I go to the toilet, and I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to forcefully, you know.
Just push.
I'm going to manually puke myself, you know. So I don't even get, like, you know, a knuckle past my fucking teeth.
Because you can usually swallow a full form.
And I began spewing like you wouldn't believe. And I probably went full force 4 times. Then I'm like, then just dry heaving. And like my stomach's like convulsing. And I'm like, and I'm choking. I go back to the couch. I'm laying there in pain and shit.
Did you puke a condom though? Isn't
that what you're
coming?
Wait, can I ever ask you?
Yeah.
I mean, can I ask you, have you ever sharted?
I don't think I have. Lie. If I have, it was probably once, and it was not that much. I'm very careful with those things.
Didn't you shart one time, Daniel?
Like 4 times, huh?
In Walmart when I was in
7th
grade?
Oh, yeah. He had football practice.
I used to have those little cholo belts with the letters, and they got stuck, and I couldn't pull it off. So I ran to the restroom. I ran in the stall. I ran in like 4 circles in the stall. And next thing you know, I had a... Or chata going down my leg.
Yeah. And I had to buy him underwear and shorts at Walmart.
Good thing you're at Walmart,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. You could have got everything.
You got off lucky.
This guy was the first guy to tell me. He's like, fuck, I really got to go. I'm like, go. He's like, I got to go do number 3. I'm like, what's number 3? He's like, that's when everything comes out.
Yeah, I've used that myself. Yeah. You don't fuck with number 3.
Yeah, 3, 4. Number 3.
No,
yeah.
You know what's the worst? When you wipe and you're rashed.
Rashed.
Yeah, from so much wiping.
Oh, that's like what do you call it? That's like ass burn.
Finish your shit. Don't wipe. Don't fucking shit wipe. Shit,
wipe. No, like you're waking up and you're like, oh my god.
When you're raw, you just wipe too much. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I just happened.
That's
to be
how
concerning.
I was. Oh, that's trust me. That's how I was that day.
Shitted raw.
Believe me.
That's what needs to stick downstairs.
So basically, longer story. Shorter, kind of. I wound up, the last shit that I had was like a black color, dude. It was like pretty much everything came out of my system.
It was the bile.
Yeah, exactly. Everything came out of my system, okay? I couldn't eat anything. I was fucked up. But the whole reason I'm telling you this is because beginning of this year, I started it off. I was patient zero, okay? I started this shit, and I infected, I don't know who I infected, my wife, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law. Like, it just went from this person to that person. I don't even know how it spread.
The whole stomach flu?
Yeah.
I had it 2 weeks ago.
I just missed 2 days this week because I told you I had chorro.
Yeah. Like a 24-hour.
Lito's had it for like 8 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so. Was it like a 24-hour bug for you?
But yeah,
after 24 like hours, you're done?
2 days. Me, my girlfriend, my mom, my dad.
My girlfriend.
So,
I just, sorry, man.
Oh, hell no. What did you get home, baby?
Is that how she sounds?
Yeah. No, not really.
No, she's the whitest black girl we've ever seen.
She's the whitest black girl?
Yeah.
Is she like a light-skinned black or a darker black?
No, she's dark, but she doesn't act.
She's not that dark. Yeah. Relax.
No, I mean, she's not like that dark, but no, she's freaking pretty.
Yeah.
She's really pretty.
This is her when she's really not...
I'm drunk.
Wait a second. Are you telling me you got a black girl that's not loud?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My daughter's
she's from the OC. She's from the OC.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess Lito's from the OC too, right?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I know you like more black than they do.
That's why he drinks 2 beers and he's drunk.
I'm so wasted.
You know what? I feel like because you say your girl probably listen, right? Yeah. I feel like a dick right now because we just had a black guy in the show. Like, so she must, and he's a friend of mine. So she must know.
What's her name? Know him or what?
No.
Her name's Amanda.
They all know each other. Right? Right. They all go to the same churches.
Amanda, this is a special one for you because you don't listen. I know you don't listen because blacks don't listen to the show.
I didn't say that, Amanda.
I'm just kidding. All right, we do not hate. Well, we hate everybody equally. It's and it's all for fun and games.
It's all fun and games.
So I'll probably meet you and feel like a dickhead, but. But yeah, I probably won't meet you. But I got a black friend, so it makes it okay.
I have a black friend.
Yeah,
it's okay. I have a black friend.
Yeah, it's all love here. Okay, we don't really we're not trying to hate on nobody. So we hate equally. That's what I'm saying.
It's all good, Nucka.
What time? I'm not gonna ask. I'm not talking about that one.
Go ahead.
Speaking of food, I got a question for you. I've been thinking about this for a while because. The way I was raised and the way my wife was raised, she's from, I'm half white, half Mexican. Mm-hmm. She's all Mexican.
Flour tortilla.
That's why he had the runs.
I've never heard that one. Yeah, I couldn't handle it. But we were raised differently, my wife and I. Because one time when we were first going out, we were somewhere and someone, like I think it was her and was somebody else. And someone reached over and took something off my plate. When we're at a restaurant, and I looked at them like, what the fuck are you doing? And what I realized was they were raised in a household where everyone shared everything.
Yes.
Sorry. Everyone shared everything, you know, like everyone orders a different plate and everyone picks off everyone's plate.
A la carte.
Right.
That happened to me.
But not me.
I can't stand that either.
I was raised, don't touch my I'm like a fucking wolf, dude. That's the way I eat, you know? Don't touch my fucking food.
Team Jacob.
Team Jacob.
He's read every book.
Team Jacob.
My son's name is Jacob.
His son's name is
Jacob. Stupid, I'm Team Edward.
My grandfather's name's Edward, so I guess. And my uncle and Dominic.
And Bella.
Name's
and your freaking wife's Bella, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Who?
Who?
No, I don't know any Bellas. I do know a Bella. They don't call her Bella.
I know a Bella. I wish I was Bella shit.
That's a cool. I like that name actually.
No, I just wish I was.
But
Bella.
I guess my question is, how were you raised? Were you raised to like share your food, or were you like, you know, get away from me?
I was raised to eat. My first day with my girlfriend was kind of embarrassing because I caught her looking at me, and I wasn't using any. What do people call them? Utensils?
Yeah.
I call it forks.
Daniel's
and
a messy.
He just shovels in.
He'll have food coming down his chin.
Like you move your fork, you move your napkin, and you eat. And I look up and she's like, oh shit, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
I'm Daniel like, oh. eats and he has food all over except his plate. Everywhere except his plate.
Then
sure,
I move my plate and then I finish, you know? But
yeah.
I was raised.
The Tasmanian devil of eating.
Like he's racing to eat, like someone's gonna steal his food, and that's how my husband eats. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like.
Like they've been in prison or something?
Yeah.
I've ate like 10 burritos in front of Lito before.
Oh, you gotta tell him that. Lito, he used to live with me.
Dude, okay. We used to live together, right? And this
with his two like belly buns.
Those Tina burritos?
Two belly buns.
That we're talking
yes.
about?
Yes.
Yeah.
This fucker took down a whole box of frozen burritos one day, dude.
As he dyed my hair green.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was supposed to be blue.
No, his ex-girlfriend that I wanted to fuck up. Remember that
fuck
bitch?
Fuck that bitch.
Oh, I was going to fuck her up. She's lucky I was over 18.
She fucked up my hair. I wanted to fuck her up, too.
He stayed home one day to get his hair dyed. And the same day, he's like, I'm hungry. He fucking ate a whole box of burritos, dude.
He can eat. Wow. He can eat.
Dude, that place is all Mexican, so
I can tell he can drink, too.
Yeah. Oh, he likes to drink.
Inhaling these beers, man. Yeah.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. So
he's trying to get his radio courage.
Andy. Do you? How do you eat? Are you like a wolf, or do you like sharing?
I'm like a vampire. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh wow!
Can't you tell? I like to eat.
You like to suck. That's what you're saying.
Daniel, come here. Earmuffs.
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 Daniel's leaving the building. Why am I even here? Foreskins, sucking, knees.
Kobe.
Lito pushing in his foreskin.
I don't remember that.
That was freaking funny.
Because I remember it never happened.
Yeah, right.
I believe it happened. Lito, how about you?
I don't think he pushed it in. I think it just looked like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mom, why don't I have two belly buttons? It's like...
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I've done that myself. Pushed it in and like closed the skin around the tip. Like it disappeared. I've done that. Have you done that? I mean, I haven't done that. No.
Have you done that?
Or like that movie?
Did you do it like on the Dark Knight?
Silence of the Lambs when he puts it between his legs?
Oh, see, that's... Yeah, you got to get to... He's going to get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to everything. But Lito...
Yes.
Eating habits. How are you?
Can you tell? I'm just kidding.
Clean but messy.
He doesn't.
What
chew.
I'm talking yeah. about is swallows. Did you share, or were you like very? This is my food. Don't touch it.
Well, now it's gotten to the point where like fucking. I don't know what the hell it is. Like whenever we go out, like with Sandra's family, her brothers are the type that like, okay, you get something. And then, like, they tell their wives, okay, you get this.
And then we'll take it off your plate.
I'm going to get the steak, and you get the pork chops. That way we can
have... You guys had open a circle?
That way we can have a little bit of everything. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I just want to have my break. Yeah. It's like a game plan. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Okay.
You want to slash the potatoes. Yeah, exactly.
Ordering food has turned into a fucking game plan. Yeah. So, I guess. I mean, I
just run the burritos. You know, take the whole exactly. box out.
But you know what? I have learned to do different things because, yeah, like before, I mean, it wasn't even I was stingy. It was just what I was used to. Everyone had their own food, and you don't be reaching on someone's plate. You know, that was their food. But now I do that. I do the teamwork. Like, hey, I get this and I'll get that. We can. I'll
cut the Mexicans coming you. Out of you. That white side was like, you know, it's kind of like this is my
the
food.
Ghetto.
Yeah.
But you know what sucks? It sucks when your meal is the best and other people are like, I don't really like what I got. Let me have more of yours. It's like,
that's my husband. That's my husband. Yeah. Why do you always get the best meal? Because I'm fucking good. That's why.
How does that happen? Like, oh, you got the good stuff. What did you fucking order then?
Yeah, I know.
You used to have a mullet. That's why.
Like, everybody reads the description. I look at the pictures.
No, he always says.
I look at the price in the pictures.
That's what my husband says. He's always like, there's no pictures. Come on, man. You're at a restaurant.
There's no pictures on this menu.
We went to P.F. Chang's the other day, and he was like, babe, what time are we going to go to P.F. Chang's? Are you fucking serious, P.F. Chang's? I was like, Jesus Christ, P.F. Chang's.
Chi-Chi's Christ.
That Juan Tierra just doesn't leave him.
All right, and now, this took a long time to get into. I usually do this a lot sooner, but fuck it. I didn't think you've been saying that a lot lately. Yeah, I have seen that a lot. Yeah, I probably adopted it from this fucking show. But here we go. Rapid five. Yeah, you heard about this?
No.
He doesn't listen to fucking
She probably
show.
Fast forward.
No, I have. No, I actually, sometimes show. I do. I fall asleep.
Have you ever listened to a whole show all the way through?
When we listen, we're really drunk.
So. Yeah, we're really drunk.
All right, well, this is a series of questions that I ask every new guest that comes on the show.
Okay.
So whoever's listening will learn something about them, so about the guests. And so I ask everyone these questions that comes on the show first. He's going to pee?
Yes.
What's happening? Okay, go for it.
Is your floor clean? I don't want to drop it.
Oh,
there's the floor.
The foreskin. Stupid.
Pee break number one.
You must have got that for me.
Pee break number
one. He's got to roll it back.
Here's question number one. What is your favorite movie of all time?
The Twilight movies.
Oh,
and
really?
Interview with the Vampire.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I think Interview with the Vampire is more acceptable.
No, Twilight. I'm a Twilight.
Hey, what the fuck's an imprint anyway?
Oh, man.
What's an imprint? You read all the books.
I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, James.
I'll tell you
putting
exactly
you on
what
blast.
It is.
Because the last movie was all right. It got interesting. There was action, but somebody imprinted.
Which one did you see? They've done the very last one?
Yeah, they've
already done the one where Jacob had his shirt off the whole time. Which one was that?
The one where Edward was having sex with Bella and they broke the bed. And yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was actually my move. I don't know how he took that from me.
I'm so jealous.
Well done. Imprinting, yeah, fuck, dude. We talked about this
because it was too. Action. It was turning into a guy movie, and then
it's pretty much it's pretty much your identification that you realize this person, whoever it is mm-hmm. your pretty much soulmate. Your soulmate. But the person that he realizes that is a fucking baby, as a child, and so a lot of the pedophile flags fly up. You know,
James ding, ding, ding. A twitard.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I read the books. I don't like the movies too much.
Easy.
Okay, so can I have more than one movie?
I guess.
Okay,
sure.
You're gonna say
Wizard of Oz.
That's more acceptable.
Yeah. Legends of the Fall. Interview with the
Do you like Legends of the Fall or do you like Brad Pitt?
I just want to bone Brad Pitt. And then Twilight.
I got a question for you. Okay, is it Brad Pitt in Thelma Louise or is it Brad Pitt in Fight Club?
No, I don't like any of those.
Oh,
no, she likes the long hair.
I love long hair.
Well, I'm sorry. She likes the long hair.
That's what she likes. So, Wizard of Oz, Legend of the Fall, Interview with the Vampire, and the Twilight movies.
Wow, that's a lot.
Sorry. You said it more than one.
So, overall, you're going to say the Twilight. The whole series, huh? That's just one movie to you.
All of it.
I think I hate you now. The Twilight series. Are you fucking kidding?
You've read the books.
It doesn't matter. They're not my favorite movies of all time. All right, forget that.
But Wizard of Oz was my number one. That was a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
I mean, it still holds up after, what was it, like 1939 or something?
1938.
Yeah, a long fucking time ago.
Yeah, crazy shit. And it looks pretty good still, right?
Yeah, it does.
Still holds up, yeah.
All right. Duty Boy.
Yes.
Favorite movie?
Rocky 2.
Rocky 2.
I knew it was going to be a Rocky.
Yes. Which one was that?
The fight. The one after he lost to Apollo.
Yeah, the rematch.
Yes, because it was the rematch. He just lost to Apollo. He came back.
When Apollo died.
And he was... No, that's part three.
That's part three with Rocky.
He was scared.
He was scared.
My favorite thing was he was an average guy who got a lucky shot, who knew he had no chance.
Like Mr. T.
But had the heart of a champion.
Isn't that Rocky 1?
He lost that one.
Rocky I know, one, but, he the, lost. But the, that's a more beautiful story because... He went the distance.
Yeah, but he knew he was going to get his ass
That's
kicked.
Why.
He said he was ass kicked.
He was a nobody.
The second one, he knew he had a chance. Shut up.
How are you going to change his favorite movie, man?
I know. Freaking James.
He got married.
No. I'm just... The first one is a beautiful concept.
The first one, he was scared the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. He was still
up to the fight, he was shaking.
Yeah.
The second one, he went up to his wife.
And that's
married,
the beauty of it.
And he's all, I don't have...
That's the beauty of it, because he's the guy that, you know, the underdog. I got no fucking chance. I'm going to get my ass killed.
I think because he won.
But why are you changing? Oh, shit. Why are you changing his favorite movie? Sorry about that, James. It fell in my pants.
You know what my favorite part was? It's because he won.
I was just mad because he was changing his favorite movie.
Because he won. Wins. He didn't expect to win. He's all right. Yo, Adrian.
Hey, did it go on the floor? Do you need a towel?
No, sorry. No, it was on my pants.
Okay.
Sorry.
But in Rocky 2, he fights Clubber Lang too, doesn't he?
No, he fights Apollo in the first two movies.
Right. Clubber Lang is the number three.
The first one, he fights Apollo. The second one,
he fights Apollo.
Apollo got mad because people say, you actually lost.
Oh, yeah.
So he came back and fought him. And he's all, yo, Adrian.
And then,
this is the most poor day of my life since my kid being born. And I don't know what else he said. And then he's like,
Rocky
3
is with Mr. T. Rocky 4.
That's when he was on top.
Drago. If he dies, he dies.
He dies.
The fool. That was part three.
And then Rocky 5 was a horrible one.
Yeah, he thought he was a Street Fighter.
The one with that kid? Is that with like a
Tommy Gunn?
How do you look good?
Tommy Gunn has AIDS, doesn't he?
If you touch me, I'll sue.
What about Rocky Balboa? You like that movie?
That was a good movie, man.
Yeah. It was a good movie. That. I actually liked the story that he retired, his wife just died, so he had that urge of emptiness. Like, it was something...
The monster
not an urge, but it was just something inside where he had nothing to live for, and he just thought...
Pauly, that was crazy, going back, you know?
So he came back and... Yeah, so he lost the fight, but if you lose a fight but give your all,
you know, on the
pretty
DVD,
much win the fight.
On the DVD, they have an extra that on the DVD they have an extra where he actually wins. They filmed the scene. They filmed the scene where he wins too. But I think that
a lot of people don't know that the guy in Rocky Balboa,
he's an actual fighter.
Antonio Tarver, yeah, he's a professional actual fighter.
Yeah.
And there was no cut action. Everything was he actually fought a professional fighter.
Right. Yeah.
They
yeah,
swung right. on the heads up. After the movie, he saw this is the craziest man I've ever met. He was 60 on roids. He kicked out of Australia, I think. But they actually threw blows at each other, and he's fighting a professional fighter at 60 years old. So I thought that was pretty crazy.
Sylvester Stallone.
I think Leto needs another beer.
Yeah, Rocky's a great movie. I have that movie. It's a fucking great movie, man.
I grew up on Rocky. And
he won the...
Yeah, remember
Ace Ventura, Indiana Jones.
He won the Oscar, right?
And Wayne.
For that movie.
Yeah. Wayne's World. Remember?
He actually directed and written 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Right?
Written and directed.
Sylvester Stallone,
but he didn't direct it.
Oh, he didn't direct that one?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
he written and directed. But is it based on somebody that's real?
Yeah.
There's a right? Rocky Marciano, but
that's not who it's based on.
But it's based on someone else. His name's not Rocky.
Yeah. Rocky Marciano, he's an Italian fighter, but it's not based off of Rocky.
I heard I heard the guy he based it off of sued him. No, I'm serious.
Imagine?
Yeah, no, he did. He sued him and he
People
won.
People get sued for anything.
Maybe maybe he settled out of court.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Have you ever seen Rocky's mom? Fucking ugly bitch.
My favorite part of Rocky, the first one, do you remember that scene where Well, I like two scenes that stand out. Like, remember when he comes into the gym and the guy, Mickey, he, like, got rid of his locker? Hey, yo, Mick, where's my locker at? You're a bum, Rock. Yeah. You got all the heart to be a great fighter, but you don't have it. Whatever he said.
That's
all right. And he gets mad. He goes, that's not part two. Remember that's part one.
Yeah, because remember his wife was pregnant. He wasn't concentrating.
And no, that was the first one.
No, that was part
two. Because he comes in and goes, hey, yo, Mick, you know, where's my locker? You know, why'd you get rid of my locker? And he tells him.
Seriously, you sound just and like
he, and he,
like
that's when he tells him, like, you know, he tells him that you've got all the.
Yeah, no, that's the first one.
Part one, he was
trying. I haven't even seen part two.
Part one, the whole movie, he was trying to get with Adrian. Yeah. Remember, he would go to the house on Thanksgiving, call into the church.
So I know that's right.
Part two, she's pregnant.
Sorry.
Remember, he's in his locker. He's like, oh, your wife's sick. And he runs over there and he's in a hospital the whole time.
No,
that's
you're
why
wrong.
That's why I like part two.
You're
part
wrong
two,
because he fights with him about his locker and then he finds out he has a title shot and then he comes to his apartment. Hey, you know, And then he's coming back with his tail between his legs.
Because part one, he's still a punk guy. He still has his.
See, the reason why I like part two is because he had a life changing experience. His wife almost died.
Yeah.
Part one, he fought because the money. He was scared. Part two, his wife almost died. He didn't train. And then his wife woke up and she's all, just win. Just win. And that spark lit up. And he was just like, what the fuck? And Mickey's all, what are we waiting for?
See, that's why I like Twilight, because they had sparks.
And then he's doing one-handed push-ups.
Because Edward sparkled. That's
He sparkles already.
That conversation just died right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, my favorite scene of Rocky.
Shut me out.
My favorite scene of Rocky is when Mickey goes to his apartment to ask him to be his manager. I can be a manager, kid. You know, I can do this. And he goes into his bathroom to ignore him. And then he's talking through him through his door. And then he leaves and he goes, oh yeah, you want me? Then he starts yelling and punching. That was my favorite part. Anyways,
good fucking question. Movies, man.
Yeah.
Good
that was a great movies. Scene. And then he starts his training. Or actually, what I liked also is he ran outside and put his arm around him afterwards.
He accepted his offer, but he wanted to take all the anger out.
Right.
He wanted to say, you know what? Before this, I was nobody.
You can cuss.
I was nobody. I know. I keep saying.
And you can cuss, Daniel.
Fuck.
Right. Foreskin.
What's your favorite movie, Leto?
Where do you enter this? Empire Strikes Back.
Oh,
really? Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber.
All right.
Wow.
Next question.
Number two.
That was a long ass question.
I know.
One question, 15 minutes.
That's why it's called Rapid Five. It's sarcastic. Number two. NJ, what is your biggest fear?
Falling, just being in an airplane and crashing.
You don't fly at all?
I do, like when, but I just, I hate it.
How many times have you flown?
Probably about 15.
Okay.
Fuck.
So when you're in the, I've only flown a couple times. I've only been on two trips where I had to fly, but I've had like 8 flights because of the connecting, all that shit.
Yeah.
And so when you're up in the sky, the turbulence.
Oh my God.
Every time I was like, this could be the end. This could be the end.
I drink. Every time I go on an airplane, I try to drink vodka before I go.
Put it this way. Every year, I would go, because my son played for Snoop, I would go to the Super Bowl. So everywhere the Super Bowl was, the Super Bowl, I would fly with them.
You flew to Detroit and Miami.
Miami twice, Detroit, I've gone a lot of places with them, and every time I was a mess.
Yeah, that's a scary thought.
I start hitting more patches and like,
If you think about it, you're in this fucking metal cylinder.
You have no control
in the sky.
With like six engines.
How's it even not falling out of the sky?
How do I know the pilot has had, you know, slept well?
Yeah, exactly.
Or hasn't had a
when they get into the sky, it's autopilot.
Pretty much. This is your captain speaking. We're all fucked.
Yeah, I don't like flying. I don't like heights. But it's funny because I love roller coasters. You know what? And I hate elevators. I can go on a roller coaster. I love roller coasters.
Yeah.
But elevators and airplanes, and when I'm on a building, I look down on bridges.
You like those super fast elevators? You go,
nope,
you're already at the top of it, like in Vegas.
I've been stuck in an elevator for 4 hours.
So if you go to Vegas,
that's why I don't like them. Yeah, and I came out pregnant. With Daniel's foreskin. Loving an elevator.
So if you go to Vegas, do you go in the elevators or you walk up like 100 flights of stairs?
I do the stairs.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
So if you're on the 50th floor,
I'll do the stairs. My husband will do the elevator and I will do the stairs.
I don't believe you.
I don't like elevators.
I was waiting for you up here. You can't
do it. Yeah, I'll do the stairs.
I had to call my mole.
Yeah, there you go, Juan Tierra.
My hair got all flat, so I put some more hairspray.
So you'd say flying.
With like the fishnet looking with the numbers on the back?
Like you're 69.
All right, duty boy.
Yes.
What's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear? A car crash, because I've been in one.
Oh, yeah, he was just
I'm
going to
ask you about that. Yes. So sit on that for a while. So okay, car crash.
Another biggest fear.
No, you can use that one. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, I have another biggest fear because I actually had a dream one time. You ever had a dream when you're falling?
Yeah.
And I actually had that one time and I woke up just drenched in sweat. I was literally looked like the Grand Canyon. I was just falling. It lasted like 4 seconds. I woke up just drenched.
You ever get those dreams that
with
like
burritos in his hand?
Where you're like falling, but then you're like you wake up there, you know, you like
that one. I kicked and jumped up and I was all sweaty and it felt like it was 5 seconds.
It feels like you're falling and you wake up.
Yeah, I've had that dream and I've had a lot of dreams where the world ended in water like 5 times.
Oh, shit.
And one time was with oil and I had three more dreams.
Kevin Costner floating by?
Water world.
And then I actually had 3 more dreams where there were zombies and I could run and jump and float.
Zombies.
But I would fall asleep drunk as fuck, so I don't know if I'm awake still. So
you're telling me every time you're drunk and you fall asleep, you have a good dream?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm
thinking, a wet dream.
What?
Do you ever have a dream where you're getting your ass raped like crazy and you wake up and your butt hurts?
Every time
the closest thing I got.
Oh wait, did I still say that?
My nephew.
Oh,
dude, my cousin Ernie.
The closest thing I've been to rape was Lead over here. I fell asleep, drunk. The next day, he picks up my brother, takes his pants off, and puts his ass on my face. He rubs it.
Yeah.
Did you get pink eye?
I got pink eye. I got a pink mouth and I got pink everything. So I fell back to sleep. And I'm dreaming of a dog licking my leg. And I was like, what the fuck's going on?
One time
this guy's pouring hot water on my leg. And I'm dreaming of a dog licking my leg. And it's burning.
No, I didn't pour hot water.
It was fucking wax. Okay, it was
melted wax. I used to fucking play pranks on winter sleep.
Yeah, but those rat traps, those sticky rat traps.
Oh, yeah.
Those ones that you can't take off. We put them on my cousin, on stomach hair, on armpits.
This guy one time, him and my cousin Mimo spent the night at my house one time. And we woke up. I don't know what the fuck. It's a pretty good sized floor, you know, where we had enough room to roll around.
Living room. It's huge.
Living room, yeah. I woke up, you know, in my same spot. Daniel, my cousin Mimo was on his side.
This was his dream, by the way.
Yeah, no.
This was real. Your dream. This was real.
My cousin Mimo was on his side. He had his pants. Stomach. No. He was on his side. Oh. Half of his ass was showing.
How many his was there?
His ass was showing halfway because his pants were halfway down his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And Daniel was sleeping on his fucking hips. Like a fucking pillow, dude. I don't know what the fuck happened that night.
Sounds like a good night to me.
I admit it.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Well, didn't you wake up on with Ernie, too? Didn't you wake up on him?
Nobody wants to hear about Ernie.
Oh,
wow,
man.
We
my
have
cousin
stories.
Ernie, dude, yeah. When my cousin Ernie comes into town...
He'll tell you, don't sleep on your stomach.
Yeah.
I'll fuck you up. He'll literally tell you that.
My cousin Ernie goes...
Remember when you said you ate the beans with ham and you had to go to the restroom? My cousin did the same thing, but he likes to shit in the shower.
Carlos.
Okay, but he dropped the soap in the shower, right? He went to pick the soap up. But, you know, your stomach hurts. You want to fart. So he farted when he picked the soap up. He turned around or shit all over the wall.
Oh, man.
So his drunk ass falls out of the shower. They pull him, put his clothes on. His dad had to clean the shit. So you talk about stomach flu and all
that stuff. Dude, his cousin, he has no sense of smell either. And he's got the fucking most rankest, nastiest socks.
He thinks he could catch farts and put them to your face.
Oh, yeah.
But he does, he's never smelled anything his whole life. He doesn't
know.
He doesn't know.
It'll be like, we'll be walking to the apartment, or like when we were all living at the same apartment, we'll be like, oh, hell yeah, grandma's cooking fucking whatever it is. It smells fucking good. I don't smell shit. Like, it'd be straight up, like, good as shit.
He can only smell
like,
gas and paint.
Yeah, exactly. And
no, he can hear weed and shit. Yeah, he's fucking pothead. Exactly. What's that?
So your biggest fear was falling, right?
Falling.
That we said? Yeah. I don't want to fall. But so both you guys are like, your biggest fear is falling down to the ground. Yeah, exactly. And being killed.
Falling out of the sky.
Falling out of the sky. All right, number three.
Being with the white girl is another fear. I don't want to say it on the air.
This is one of my favorite questions, actually. What is something strange about yourself?
My mom has my foreskin.
Wow, I don't know.
She shows it to everybody.
Every time I go pee, I hit the floor.
Stupid. I don't know.
We're talking strange things. Have you heard? You've heard the show before, right? You said.
Yeah.
But you don't know what I'm talking about. Like the people that. Okay, I always got to give examples because people don't know what I'm talking about.
We got one guy. He says that when he's taking a shit, he has to rub his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Oh. Okay.
Another guy has to take off all his clothes. And
that's me. When I take a crap, I take my clothes off.
All of them.
And I spit.
You spit? What do you mean?
Spit?
Yeah, I get the trash can and I spit when I'm
from your
shit.
Ass or your shit?
No. I'll take what? I like to take my clothes off, and then when I take a shit, I put the trash can and I spit.
Why?
I don't know. It feels good. that's funny though. I do that. I take my clothes off and I spit. I don't know why. I don't know.
That's weird.
But that's the clothes. Sorry.
No, I'm trying to think.
But I do that. I really do take my clothes off and I get hot. And I get like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know. It's weird. But my shits only last like a minute. Like,
okay,
I
just that's
so it doesn't. Sorry. It doesn't matter where you are. If you got to take a shit, you're taking your clothes off.
Yeah,
in the bathroom?
I get hot and then I take my clothes off and then I'll spit.
That's weird. That was mine.
Oh.
Can't take my beer.
Nothing weird about you?
I'm pretty sure there is. I'm more than sure there is.
You know there is. He's trying
name
to
name it. Then name it. I was going
to. I know.
I'll finish.
I know you're fucking weird sometimes. I just know. I can't think of anything.
He's always touching his stomach. He'll be walking. He's all. He's always grabbing his stomach. For I don't know. For some reason, weird. He's always.
It's a bad habit. I've just lost 25 pounds.
But he's always
and
grabbing
I'm
his stomach.
I'm trying to lose my stomach, and I have about 10 pounds to go, and that stomach is still there. So it's a bad habit. I keep grabbing
He always does that.
I have my love handles. I look like a muffin. You ever seen a muffin go over the side?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. So I'm always walking and grabbing.
Like, he'll be eating or reading or I'm not reading, but like talking to people, and he's grabbing his stomach. He's
it's
always
like a muffin.
Grabbing his
it hangs
stomach.
Over. It's like,
I think that's
350
weird.
Degrees right there in the oven. That's what it feels like.
But yeah, I don't know why I spit. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know why you spit either.
Yeah, that's weird. That counts.
All right, fine. You grab your stomach. That's a little strange. Not really. Could be weirder. You gonna go pee? All right.
He's gonna go grab his stomach.
Well, all right, I'll ask you then.
I think we have a contender for the most peas to Fernando.
Well, I think he's drinking the most also, so
exactly.
I think it goes hand in hand. I'll just go ahead and ask you because with your question. So, what is your hobby? Nothing?
Drinking, yeah.
And having babies.
I like to. I know it sounds boring because I like to party, but I like to read. It sounds boring, I know, but I just like to read.
Well, you know a lot of people that like to read.
I love to read.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So you like to read the Twilight books, right?
Yeah,
Let me ask you this. Did you read the Harry Potter books?
No.
No, right?
Right now I'm reading Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, okay.
Did you read the Twilight books before you saw the movies?
Yes, I read it about 4 years before the movies came out.
I think we got.
There's still more here.
No, for you guys.
I want one.
There's some right here.
Yeah.
We still have closed ones, dude.
I only have two.
Man, they were. I know I am driving. Shit, and I have a commercial license. How do you open this shit?
Oh,
you know what?
Pick up the tool.
I know my hobby.
You put
I like to drink
that in the slot. There you go. There you go. Wow, look at that.
That's my hobby. I really love tequila.
Did you hear him? He said every time he pees, he has to fart.
Who said that?
Daniel. Duty.
That's weird.
Ask
him. I don't always fart when I pee.
Lito, do I like tequila?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite tequila? Hold on.
Coralejo.
Tequila.
Tequila. Tequila. Put it this way. Me and my friend, Alma.
The way she drinks, if you give her like 10 beers, she's drunk.
If you give me 10 beers, I'm drunk. Give me about 4 bottles of tequila, and I'm cool.
Four bottles?
And I'm cool. Ask them, and I'm cool. I played beer pong with tequila, and I'm cool. But beer?
I think it flies down. Not that I'm looking at you, but it caught my eye.
I was down. I just wanted to catch your eye.
Mission accomplished.
I love Zing. Me some tequila.
All right, so what's your hobby, Duty?
My hobby?
Working out.
Yeah, going to the gym.
Masturbating.
And touching his panza.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What was the weirdest place you ever jacked off? Earmuffs. Earmuffs, Angie.
Earmuffs! Don't say my room. In the living room on the computer. Mm.
Best friend's restroom.
Best friend's restroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Vito, you ever done it in a friend's house or a family's house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would try to do it into like a store, but I'm too busy shitting on myself in Walmart. So.
You didn't ask me that question. I'm just kidding. Next question.
You know what Next. I thought? One time I thought about doing it at work, wherever I was working at the time, just because it's so twisted and weird.
Just to have that achievement.
Yeah. Exactly.
Horrible. It's horrible because you're just like.
You've done it?
No, but it's just you snap your fingers, you're twitching.
Snap, crackle, pop right into it.
Y'all like moonwalking to the restroom. Like,
I wanted to do just to mark it off on my bucket list or whatever. But at the same time, like, that's kind of depressing and strange.
Yeah, imagine getting caught at work.
Okay, please don't somebody tell walks me. In, please don't like, tell me you've done it here. I don't want to be like something about Mary when I find jail or something.
Mom. There's a computer right there.
Yeah.
Oh, porn.
If there's any room he's done in, is this one.
There's a computer.
There's a
door.
5-gallon lotion bucket right there. So
there's a door that locks.
There's like all kinds of sexy lights around
there's
here.
There's drums right. over there. Christmas
that's,
lights.
That's what I call the mood lights.
A map of the world. The like, you know he's done in here.
Yeah.
You imagine if I did it at work on my school bus?
No.
A lot of people do it in the buses, though.
Okay. Have you?
No. With the students? With the students, you imagine?
Well, you don't have to do it with the students present. You know, you could be like on your way to pick them up, just rub one out real quick.
No offense, but sometimes she drives students that wear helmets.
You know, the girls play with the turntables.
No, sometimes I drive a bus that's like 40 feet. Imagine if I'm doing that and driving a 40-foot bus? I'd crash.
You were the bus. I'm talking to my mom right now.
Wow.
I have so many jokes, I'm holding back. Cause it's...
Go ahead. Don't hold back.
So your hobby is working out now.
Yes.
So you really lost 25 pounds?
25.
Do you do a lot of cardio or just straight
I gained them.
Pressing or what do?
You
gain
right.
You gain
eating
when he lost?
Right.
Yeah.
Eating right.
Right.
That's what it's all about, right? Yes. Eating right.
Oh, yeah. He's drinking like 20 beers right now and he's eating right.
That's not food, though.
Diets don't work. Diets only last about a couple months. You have to eat right. You have to find something that you can do the rest of your life. Diets.
And masturbate.
Well, if you want wrist workouts, yes. You have to switch
stuff. Hey, you know that masturbating, you lose a lot of calories, honestly?
Straight sex is more, right?
Yeah, almost a pound.
Yeah, but I'd rather masturbate. I'm just kidding. I'm just at the pee.
Wow.
He's so uncomfortable. Yeah, I think on that one you need to.
I'm just
work.
Kidding. I'm
I
kidding.
Expected to come here and like talk the whole time, but I'm like shut down. It's like I don't know what to say.
Your mom's here. That's
what's your best movie? Well, my best movie is Force Kids. Like, oh shit.
You know what? I warned him against this. I said it's probably weird, right? But he insisted. He said, "Don't worry about it. This is the way they like it."
Yep,
it's true.
That's true. Fun.
I've been to many of fucking parties at the house where I'm like, wow. That's my aunt.
That's a lot of shit.
Hey, I'm a down ass bitch. That's what I tell you.
That's my aunt.
Yeah.
All right. The next question is, I guess, geared more towards Duty here because I don't think it really applies to you, but you can answer it if you want. What is the gayest song on your iPod, computer, whatever the fuck you have music on? What's the gayest song you got?
Gayest song?
Oh, I have one.
It's probably A La Kuja, I Need Love.
That's not a gay song.
Yeah, it is.
Song is Manili Vanilli.
No,
that's Blame just gay. Blame it on the rain. That's gay.
What guy says, when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
I need
what
love.
The fuck is that?
I need love.
Milli Vanilli or Adam Lambert.
That song, you know, he probably pulled a bunch of bitches, but sometimes I'm alone in my room, I stare at the wall. Yeah. Wow, motherfucker.
In the back of my mind, I hear my conscious call telling me about a girl. And,
sweet on, as a dove.
Like in the back of my mind, you know I need love.
Yeah. That's like something they play in Twilight.
No. Milli Vanilli. You probably don't even know who that is, huh?
I know who that is.
Remember, they didn't even
give me
that
a break.
Shit.
One of them committed suicide, right?
Yes, he did. Rob.
I don't know their names.
Or Ricky Milli Martin. Milli. Living La Vida Loca. I have that on my iPod.
What's the gay song you have on your iPod? I've seen Timberlake to fucking...
No, I
Keisha Cole.
I have Menudo on my iPod.
Really? I don't know who that is, really. I know the name. I don't know
you never had any? Music. It's good.
Menudo. The group. Not NSYNC, not... New Kids in the Block, but Menudo.
That's gayer than them? Menudo's gayer
than
them. That's
where Ricky Martin came from.
Yeah, Ricky Martin came from Menudo.
Oh, no shit?
I have like about 50 songs in them.
Yeah, he came out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So yours is...
I think I won.
I guess with Ricky Martin, yeah, you do win.
I think I won.
I'm trying to think. Well, my iPod is like Slipknot.
But Al Cudry is known for just taking women down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's gay. That's not gay.
All right, well, teach his
girls own. Like guys that look gay.
To each his own.
Oh, yeah.
How come all girls like guys that wear makeup? Like fucking...
Bret Michaels.
Like all those guys that have eyeliner.
You know what I heard?
That guy looks like leather?
Bret Michaels and Steven
all
Tyler.
All girls say, oh, I'm not gay, but
Steven
they like
Steven Tyler
guys.
Looks like a stunt double for Captain Jack Sparrow
to me. You know who I like? I know you probably think it's weird, but Russell Brand. I don't know.
You like him?
I don't know what it is about him.
He looks like a...
I don't know what it is about him.
Like a real cartoon.
I get it kind of because he's like the bad boy funny dude, but he's not that attractive, I don't think.
And David
Beckham. Well, I'm not gay, so all guys are ugly to me. What's your advice? Like, you think he's cute?
No, not that guy.
Well, I don't know. You know, sometimes, you know.
That's the next one.
All right. Actually, that is the next question.
What?
If you had to be gay with one celebrity, who would you pick? You have to be gay.
Jennifer Lopez. That's easy. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah? That's it, huh? What is it about her? I can't stand looking at that woman.
Oh my gosh, she's beautiful. She has a nice ass.
Yeah, she's a good-looking woman.
I can't look at her either because I just want
to look
at her. But
I don't like listening to her or listen.
I don't want to listen to her. I just want to lick her. Oh, sorry, Daniel. Earmuffs. Earmuffs. She's beautiful. Okay. I wish I looked like her.
Sometimes she does look good, but
sorry, Daniel. Earmuffs.
Well, she is 40 something, so.
Yeah, that's like, you know.
She's freaking bomb.
I guess it's your own
kind. She's bomb?
She is bomb.
Where'd you learn that?
Probably from you or Kim Kardashian.
Wait, you learned it from Kim Kardashian or you would.
No, she's beautiful too.
Okay.
I just.
So you like big asses on women?
Well, because I maybe have a big ass. But like
so
Jennifer
then you're looking
Aniston.
For something that you find beautiful in yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that study that people look for qualities of themselves and then their partners. Is that true?
Who wants a flat ass and no boobs?
True. Yeah. I get that.
Sorry.
Who's your gay crush, Daniel?
Kobe.
Jim Carrey?
Oh,
he makes me laugh.
You see,
he makes me laugh.
It's not about the physical. It's about the emotional fucking
connection.
If you
can make me laugh all day, then we're fucking all day.
We're fucking all day.
We're fucking all day. Ace Ventura hairdo or fucking, I don't care.
Do you want him to dress up like Buffy, though?
That's gross.
That fucking shemale. Remember that thing? Buffy from Let Me Color? He had the fucking, he was like, oh. It's built for a man, but made for a woman.
Oh, yeah, I remember that character. It's right there.
To the right.
What about you, Lito?
You gotta listen to the shows, bro.
Jim Carrey
or Harrison Ford.
Or Kobe, because one makes me laugh and one entertains me all the time.
Oh, wow.
All right, let me ask you a question.
And one's got a big black wiener.
Next
question. And he rapes for free. And he gets away with this, so.
The next question I should probably ask before your mom comes back. When you were a little boy... Or now. Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Did you ever tuck your dick between your legs and pretend you were a girl?
I'm not going to lie. I watched a show of Jackass. I don't remember who did it, but I remember went in the mirror and I opened my legs and swung my shit back and looked at myself and I was just like, I swung my hips. I'm not going to lie.
You did the whole dance.
Yes, I did the whole dance.
I think I peed fast.
That was pretty fast. Did you even wipe? Did you wash?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not smelling your fingers. Don't.
No,
that's good.
Don't point in my direction. All right.
You're my mom.
J-Lo.
I just gave him a question for men.
Yeah.
You can hear it when you listen to the show because we're not going to repeat it.
Okay. So no question for women?
I do have one.
Okay.
You know when you slap your balls back and forth? Like, when they go back to your ass, you just close your legs and catch them.
That's gross.
And then you look up at the mirror and you just, you know.
Well, girls can do that too if they're really fat down there and their lips are all fat. Oh, well, it's true. I'm not at that point yet.
But do you swing forward and back or left to right?
Anyway, circles, whatever you want.
Circles.
All right, why are you touching my beard?
Here's your question.
Okay.
What is the worst period story that you have?
She got pregnant.
Like on my period?
Well, yeah.
Well,
most I guess the most embarrassing situation that you were involved in. It doesn't really have to be period, I guess. Just anything feminine, but an embarrassing moment that you were in. Nothing, huh?
Just that one time, like I went through. But when you sit down, it kind of goes to the back.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, it kind of goes to the back. Guy goes, oh, I think you sat on chocolate. And I was like, what? So I went to the bathroom and there was like a circle. Oh. Like a tennis ball.
How do you
like
bleed blood for 5 days and live? Yeah.
When you have a baby, you bleed for 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, but if I just stab her now and I bleed, I don't
know. And I'm talking about like clots. Like,
girls, you live for 5 days.
When you have a baby,
you can't get rid of women, no matter what.
No,
you could make them.
Girls are fucking sick.
When you have a baby and you bleed clots. Like a fucking liver comes out of you. That's how big the clots are. That's fucking nasty.
This guy's had kids, right?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about after.
I haven't had kids. My wife has.
I'm talking about after. You bleed so much, it's like a pinchy liver coming out of you.
A pinchy? A chola's coming out.
Mm-hmm. A pinchy liver.
Was Joe Dirt present with your children's births?
Yes.
He saw the whole thing?
Put it this way. My second birth.
He saw the whole mess.
Yeah. Oh, he almost passed out when they put the IV in my arm.
Are you serious?
That's it? Just the IV? He almost ate it?
That's why girls can have the pregnancy because they can't have all the pain.
Well, I was like, my second pregnancy, I got
he passed out from that, but he didn't pass out from having sex at 14.
No, okay.
He puts it in and he stays away.
Okay, wait. I have a heart problem. I have a heart problem, okay? Uh-huh. So my second pregnancy, I got
you
really sick.
You were at the boat show for 10 minutes, right?
I got really, really sick.
Yeah.
So they actually literally put me to sleep for like two. I was out for 2 days. I was done.
2 days?
Yeah. Because my heart was like over. It was just bad. So anyways, well, you bleed a lot. Uh-huh. So when I woke up 2 days later, poor guy, he was changing my Kotex. And I was just laying there and I was like,
what happened to the nurse?
No, he was doing it. That's when you know he freaking loves you because he was changing my Kotex.
Wait, who was?
Dad! He was changing the bedding because, you know, you bleed. Even though you're asleep, you bleed. So he loves me, fucker.
That's true love, huh?
Freaking changing.
Does he listen to the show?
No, but I'm not gonna show him.
Does he know you're on?
He should change your Kotex. He won't even watch
it. He's gonna be like,
he's always asleep.
Does he know that you came here to do the show?
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay,
oh, yeah.
But he won't listen.
He's always asleep.
Hope
I'm
he don't listen.
No, I'm not gonna tell him.
You let your mom talk like that? fuck.
That was it. We're all done with the questions. So now everyone knows everything about you. Everyone knows everything about you. That's it.
Foreskin on.
Okay.
Enough of that shit.
The next topic is, I wrote it down, the bus driver thing.
Oh, damn.
I'm curious about this. So you're a bus driver, right?
Do I have to say where?
No, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to say anything you don't want to say.
Yes, I'm a school bus driver for, I'm just going to say Orange County.
Okay.
And
Orange County is better than other counties, right? Is that true?
Highest paid.
Is that right? Is that right?
Well, there's more white people there.
No, highest paid. You would not believe how much I make.
Okay, people, go to a city, it's all black.
Yeah,
all
people
Mexican.
Sometimes can't believe how much I get paid for driving kids.
You don't want to say, do you?
What kind of kids, Mom?
I'm curious.
Last year I drove Continuation High School. Those motherfuckers drove. They fucking smoke weed every fucking day.
In the bus?
Yes. So, okay, imagine.
All the fucking baby's kids.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I would smell it and I would tell them. Because I fucking hate weed. I love to drink, but I fucking hate drugs. So I would tell him, turn it off.
So you know, because... Right, like he's chewing on fucking bottle caps.
Yeah, because look, you know, in a big bus, you can smell it. You can't see the smoke. So
yeah,
I would tell
it's
him,
a big metal tube.
So I would tell him, turn it off. They wouldn't turn it off. So what I would do is get on the radio. I would call dispatch. I need... Oh, shit. I just said where I work. So anyways, I would say...
I can take that out.
She's not giving the address.
I would say, like, I need the police department at the school.
Yeah.
Okay? When I drove up to the school...
They'd be waiting.
The police would be there with dogs.
No way.
Yep.
Nice.
You're a narc.
Yeah.
You're a narc.
So she was that bus driver.
But I would tell them, like, dude, really, like, because they drug test me about five times a month.
No way. Oh.
Yes. So if I smell that shit, I'm not going to lose my job because little fucking potheads can't stop smoking. It can penetrate. I always tell them, smoke weed before I pick you up. I don't give a fuck. You can smoke weed as I'm picking you up.
Just
don't
jeopardize my job.
You can smoke weed after. I don't fucking care.
I'll even give you the lighter.
Just don't do it in the bus because I drive a lot of pregnant girls,
too.
Do
coke on the curb.
Before you get inside. I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. So anyways.
She's got a bus full of potheads and pregnant chicks?
Yeah. Okay.
To high school.
To continuation high school. So anyways, I would get there and there's the cops. And then the cop would come in the bus and he would be like, everybody put their hands up, and they would bring the dog up.
That's nice.
The dog would come, sniff everybody out, would bring everybody out. Guess what? They found people with a pound.
Holy shit.
Yeah, a pound. They would sell it at school.
Yeah.
Why would you take a pound to school?
So now, what I do.
Daniel, why would you take a pound?
So you got to break it down in grams.
So I did that. I did that for years.
That's another story.
This year, I said, you know what? I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not dealing with these fucking kids because they get on my fucking nerves. So now I do special ed.
So the retards. Is your bus a lot shorter now?
Yes, it's only like 20. It went from 102 passenger from a 23 passenger.
Does it have a lift?
Yes, it does. But you know what? I bring these kids home and I do shit with them. Do I not?
What do you do shit with them?
I mean, I take them to birthday parties. Do I not?
Yes.
I bring them to my house.
She's actually brought special ed kids to Angel games.
I pay for their tickets for Angel games.
So instead of hiring a clown for birthday parties, you just bring retards, is what you're saying.
No, I love it. I take them to Angel games. I take them to birthday parties. I take them to the movies. Crazy. But you know what? These kids, because a lot of these parents are poor.
They're a lot smarter than people think.
Fortunate. They're so respectful, and I freaking, you know what? They're so respectful, and I do shit for them because I know
they act smarter. They act smarter than normal kids. Yes. Are at a disadvantage.
My younger kids act more fucking retarded than them. And I swear to God, my youngest son, I want to buy him a fucking helmet. And I do shit for these kids because I feel bad for them.
Well, that's nice. That's honorable.
And you know what's funny is I can't believe these parents trust me.
You know what? They just want to get rid of their kid for a while, right?
Exactly. I think so, too.
You deal with him.
Because how would you feel if your bus driver came and said, hey, can I take your son to an Angel game? Would you be like, the fuck?
Yeah, no, I think it's kind of like you have kids like, hey, can I take your kids with me? Go ahead. Here's the fucking bag.
Hopefully he gets abducted at the game.
No, but I do a lot of shit for these
kids. You want it for the weekend, right?
So I got a question. Be honest. As honest as you can be.
Should I leave?
No. Have you ever, not the special ed kids. Have you ever physically had to just strangle a kid or just beat the shit out of a kid because you were so pissed off?
He's right here.
No, but when I drive the big bus, you know, the high school, graduation high school, I've had two girls fight on the bus.
Oh, shit.
And I just leave them alone. I let them fight. So you done?
She gets the water hose like $2, right?
Because if you touch them, you do anything to them, they can freaking say, well, she did something.
Right.
I just let them fight. I've had a girl slit her wrist on my bus.
No shit.
I swear to God.
Does she live?
Yeah, that fucking bitch. I've had so much shit.
She sliced horizontal, not vertical.
Yeah, okay. I've seen
You
so
don't
much
put
shit.
Your hands on them, but if they stand up and fighting, do you hit the brakes so they fall down?
Oh, my God, I've done that. Well, they're like standing up. I'm like, sit down. They don't want to.
Yeah.
Slam my brake. I've had this one kid fucking fly from the back of the bus to the front.
That's beautiful.
And I'm like, that's what you fucking get, mother. And that's how I talk to them.
You say that?
Exactly. When they're smoking weed, I'll stop my bus and I say, look, motherfuckers, stop smoking fucking weed. And that's exactly what I say.
Yeah.
You want to tell your parents I'm fucking cussing? I'm going to fucking tell your parents you're smoking weed.
Right.
And that's exactly what I say.
And then the cops come and take them off the bus.
What are they going to say?
She's perfect English. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What are they going to say? My bus driver was cussing at me?
I have no idea what is going on.
Right.
Have you seen that video of the school bus driver that's beating on a kid?
Yeah.
That like he's telling the kids to sit down and like he grabs them by the back of the neck.
You have a camera on your bus?
And no, but you'll look it. Listen to this. I have a lot of gay kids on my bus.
How do you know
that? Last year. Wow. Because they're talking about
gay son.
No. And you know,
she's got the radar instilled.
When I was in school, you were gay, you would hide that shit.
Yeah.
Now you're like, I get kids, all the gay kids sit behind me because all the cholos will fuck them up because I have continuation high school, all fucking cholos.
Yeah, it's cool to be gay nowadays.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have all the
Is that what you're considering to be?
Yeah, I'm cool.
I have all the gay kids sitting behind me.
I'm super cool.
No, listen to this. And they'll be like, they won't talk to me. They won't talk to me, but they'll be talking to each other like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I was with this guy this weekend. He had a big fucking dick. Do you want to see his picture? I'm not kidding. And they'll be showing his picture, and I'm driving. And I'm,
you turn around and say, I want to see it.
No, and I'm busting up, right? No, I've done that. And I'm freaking busting up. And then after, I'm like, big dick? Let me see, show me. And they'll freaking show me. And these kids will, man. I'm not kidding. These
you say
kids,
that to them?
Yes. And these kids are freaking, like, literally, they'll have pictures of them. It's freaking nasty.
Wait, you'll see pictures of the kids doing acts with the other guy?
Well, like, you can see their face and you'll see the thing right there.
All but, smiling next to it?
Yeah, so I'll just kind of like, okay, I didn't want to see all that. But being gay is so open now. It's it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
a different time,
and,
right?
And I have a lot of gay friends, so I should have, like, a lot of bus drivers in my view. Yeah. They're fucking lesbian. I don't have a lot of lesbians.
If you're gay,
if you're a gay guy,
why do you talk different?
With a lisp?
Yes.
Let's ask you. Why do you talk with Alyssa, James?
No.
Why do you read Twilight?
James,
yes.
You need to have all my lesbian bus driver friends on your freaking show.
Well, imagine that.
No, I'm not kidding.
A bus driver. Fleet of them?
No. No, I'm not kidding. They've already told me. Oh, girl, I'd be licking that shit on that show.
Oh, you know what? I guess a bus driver is kind of a dykey job, right?
No, not me.
I didn't say you. I said it's kind of a dykey job, though.
Yeah.
Right? I drive a bus, right?
No, half of them are gay. Half of them are gay.
Yeah, do you have that thing? Like, is it just on the steering wheel, or do you have like a
no? The air horn's on the floor.
Really?
It's on.
Let me hear your imitation of the horn with making the noise right now.
Ooh. That sounded like my fart.
I think that was a fail.
That was pretty lousy. Yeah, it was lousy.
No, but you need to have these freaking lesbian bus drivers.
I'm not opposed to having a lesbian on the show.
No, these freaking bitches are fucking hilarious.
No, they're like dudes.
And
don't
they will out-drink you. Oh my God.
I believe you.
These bitches are fucking crazy. Put it this way. Virgie? Well, yeah. When I first started working there, this girl, Virgie, tried to take my bra off.
What?
I was clocking in and she put her hand on my back and tried to take my bra off.
I've actually tried that like three times.
Yeah, it's never worked.
That's how you know that lesbian's good, because I've never done it.
No, they fucking can party.
You can't take a bra off in one try.
Well, not when someone's talking in on a bed. Yeah, I do it with my teeth.
You would be amazed with these girls.
They could do it with his eyes back in the day. His glasses.
Special powers.
Like
look at it. It unfastens.
Cyclops. Don't.
No, these girls. You would be amazed. These girls are a freaking trip.
You're a trip. So if you're saying they're a trip, I don't want to meet them.
Exactly.
No, these girls are a freaking trip.
All right. And the other thing I wanted to ask you was the Snoop Dogg thing. Is it true he tried to smoke you out?
Yes, he did.
He's in prison right now, right? Or jail right now, right?
No. They just gave him a ticket.
Oh, that's it?
Celebrities don't go to get arrested.
No. He was, but he did it. Okay. When I first started working,
slap
with
on the
him,
wrist. Then, right?
Yeah, he exactly. started paying me cash, you know, whatever.
Cash
I
money.
Started I started doing like special events for him, whatever. So one time we went, I don't know where we went, and
we went to Florida.
Hey, we went. Oh, that's right.
I'm gonna pay you to drive this bus.
We went to Florida. That's right. Shizzle.
I'm gonna drop it like it's hot.
We went to Florida, and after you know we went to his concert. I mean, he really hooks me up. Went to his concert. I was backstage. I met everybody. He rented this like a lounge.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing Madden. Everybody was dancing, smoking weed, fucking drinking, and he's playing Madden in the middle.
Yeah.
So he was like, "Oh, you know what? I'm gonna fucking pay you." He brought out a Target bag. I'm not kidding. A big motherfucking Target
like
bag.
Like 5 pounds of
Target
weed.
Bags are good quality bags.
With weed.
We're not trying to offend you. We're just saying.
Yeah. He gave it to me, and he's like, "This is your payment." I said, I don't even smoke weed. Like a fucking dumbass, I should have fucking
Wait,
took
the Target
it and sold
bag was
it.
Full of weed?
Of weed. I
like pounds.
Fucking,
she could have took that weed
and sold it
for like $1,200.
No shit.
But I don't smoke weed, so I was like, you know, when I'm
fuck,
a smoker,
I could have smoked that shit
that.
Like, I could have sold it in like in 2 weeks, not smoked.
I didn't think about it, but I was
Dude,
like, you know what, I don't do
imagine
that.
Imagine most of our cousins, what they would have done with that bag.
Yeah. So,
I wouldn't have taken it.
I would have took that
and
to
I
my block.
It
would have been gone like in 4 days.
And I didn't.
I would have came back with $1,200.
And honestly, I told him, I just want your money. Put it this way, James. I've gotten a fight with Snoop.
Oh, fuck, she's
over that.
No. Me and Snoop got an argument.
Snoop called my mom a wetback.
And I called him. And she called him a nigger.
No, you didn't.
Oh, and his bodyguards came up to me. And I'm like, what are you gonna fucking do to me? Hit me, bitch, so I can fucking sue you. And Daniel was like, he just like had this expression like.
Oh, he called God. You a beaner.
Yeah. Call me a wetback.
I mean, there's only three black guys from 6'8" to 7 feet.
Okay, my son Anthony used to play football for him. My son Anthony had diarrhea.
Is it the Roland Raiders?
Yeah, he had diarrhea. So he kept running off the field because he had diarrhea.
Right.
So all I heard was him saying, oh, Miss Espinosa, if your son doesn't want to fucking play, then get him off my fucking field.
That's what he talks to you?
Well, that's how he was talking to me that day. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I had just started driving for him.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? So then he said it again. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, if your son doesn't want to fucking play, get him off my field. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
So then that's when my son told me, and I was like, fuck you. If it wasn't for all of us fucking Mexicans, you wouldn't have shit. Fuck you. So he's like, oh, fuck you, wetback. And I told you, fuck you, nigger. And I don't say that because I'm not prejudiced. No. And I'm not prejudiced, and I've never used that word.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But she said it perfect.
You were just fighting fire with fire.
I'm not prejudiced, I swear. And I felt really bad when I said it. And I was like, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. But I was so fucking mad because he called me a wetback.
You said that afterwards? You guys shouldn't have said that?
I said that. So I was mad.
So what did he say after you said that?
So his bodyguard came up to me and he was like.
Black wall.
Yeah. And he came up to me and
the black wave.
And I told him, I said, what are you going to do to me? Hit me. Hit me so I can fucking sue you. So anyways, that happened. Everything happened. The next week, we had a playoff game before the Super Bowl. So I was called a must-play man, a monitor. They needed me to play the game. Without me, they forfeit. So I was up in the stands, and I was like, I'm not going to do it. Forfeit. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me, and he's like, Mrs. Espinosa, I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. And I said, you know what? And I apologize to you, too. I'm not prejudiced, and I should have never said that word to you.
I have black
Ever
friends.
Ever since then, we've been like this.
Really?
Did you tell him? I have black friends, though.
No, but I
because
mean,
that seems to be never, all, that always seems to be the excuse.
No, but I should have never said
it's
that.
It's okay, I have black friends.
No, I should have never said that because
down to that
I was pissed off. But you should have seen his face when I said that. He was just like, oh my God.
He went from
spaza,
oh shit.
Yeah. What would you do if there's three guys walking up?
I'm going to
die. Big black guys.
169, 170, and 400 pounds.
Yeah, if you were a guy, you would have been laid out.
No, but literally, James, they came up to me like literally like on my face. I'm like, do something to me. Do something.
Those guys are huge. One of them is in the WWE right now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what his name is.
Yeah, one's in
George Murdoch. Brodus Clay, I just want to send a shout out.
Yeah, he's in a WWE right now.
WWE. He always hooks me up with tickets.
Yeah, we went one time, dude. That time that we were
they
on
sat Raw. Like, he's fucking, the, like 10 rows back of the he's, WWE he's, ring.
This dude's an active fucking main player in wrestling right now.
Wow.
But yeah, no, the security guards, when we went to Six Flags one time with Snoop, they fucking, it was crazy because think of Snoop as fucking Jack Skellington. Just black and with
but
braids.
But really, really high.
Yeah, really high, but black with braids. His bodyguards are about 7 feet tall. They're about 400 pounds. Pure muscle. And the thing is like when we're
but
six
the
flex,
thing about them is they're so big.
Yeah.
You feel like you go walk up to Snoop, hit them, and no one can catch you.
Yeah.
Because they're that big.
These are big. And the thing
but
is
if
like,
they catch you, no, you're done.
You're done.
If they get a hand on you, that hand it will take over half of your back.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny because these guys actually went on some of the rides at Six Flags.
With me. Because black people are afraid of rides, so I had to get on with them.
I was like, there's no way these fuckers can fit on a ride. It looked like the ride went a little slower when these guys got on the team. Yeah.
It's funny
these guys all
those bodyguards got on the ride, 400 pounds,
yeah.
And the ride actually got stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
In Miami, Florida with my mom. They were stuck there
for
2 hours.
Whoa.
On a roller coaster.
I'm surprised.
This is Brodus Clay.
He's an active wrestler right now.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah. He's the one that got his first...
He doesn't look like he's a black guy.
He's half Scottish.
He went to like
black.
Minnesota or something like
he's
that.
He's actually a really good friend of mine. He's a very good guy. Brodus Clay from WWE.
He's not that...
Who's the other dude? Who's that guy?
I don't know. Some white guy.
Probably your uncle or something.
There he is.
He's not that big. He's only like 6'8", 350.
He's got the whole Samoan tattoo thing going on.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker.
Dude, he hooked us up with tickets.
Brodus Clay?
He almost cried.
Nah, he almost cried.
When he saw the rock
I was
and those
shit,
booty shorts, he started crying.
It's so beautiful.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the car is coming out. I mean, the rock.
It was at the Honda Center. And I didn't want to go. I was like, I don't. He's like, Tia, you're going to want to go. Because he had her. I love The Rock. He had heard something about The Rock. I was like, I don't even want to go.
I read on the blogs.
Yeah. So we got there and we walked down to our seats and he was like, oh my God, Tia.
Dude, we were close.
We were like 10 rows. He was like, oh my God, Tia. I thought he was going to freaking like.
He had a nerdgasm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. These are like I judge most things because I have really bad eyes. If I can see the fucking guys' faces. Right. Then it's a good experience for me.
Yeah.
But
he's huge.
Yeah, he's
he
just turned off. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
He was my son's, actually, my son used to play center
offensive line coach.
And he was my son's personal, like, coach.
Yeah.
Like, he helped my son. You don't even know. So, anyways, but I got in a fight with Snoop. All that
That's crazy that you that you said that word to Snoop and you guys are still buddies afterwards.
Like, you know would
think,
like,
I think it was respect.
But you know what he told me? You know what he told me? What? He said, look.
Nobody's ever talked to me like that.
No one ever talked to me like that. Everyone kisses my fucking ass because of who I am. I respect you because you don't give a fuck and you stood up for your son. I fucking respect you.
So you played it gangsta.
Yeah. And you know what he calls me now?
He said, nobody ever talked to me like this.
So he used to call me Angie.
He's like, nobody ever talked to me like.
No, tell James about when I told Snoop he was getting on the bus and I told him. Nope, I don't want no weed in here. Are you serious? It's my bus. I don't care.
It's my license if I get pulled over.
It's my license. Take all that weed out.
Oh, yeah?
You know what he did?
What?
Started pulling weed from his socks, from his shoes. And he's like, are you serious, Andy?
It's fucking Snoop Dogg,
pull that
dude.
Weed off. I'm not going
to
get in trouble for you.
I think my best moment was after a game.
Listen to this.
She was in the bus. I'm, like, walking to the bus. Like, oh, yeah, I go on Snoop's bus. I'm walking like I'm cool. You know, I'm 5'11". I think I'm big and shit. These two guys walk up to me, 7 feet. I'm like, boom. They're like, what do you think you're going? I'm like, And Snoop comes out of the bus. Snoop comes out of the bus. He's all, he's with me. I was like, that's right, motherfucker. I'm with him.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
No, ask him about
that's
the,
right.
No, ask him about the money we found in the bus.
Yeah, I was in the back of the bus playing a... He put a sound... he put a bunch of speakers in that bus.
He took the bus to West Coast Customs. It's basically a big school bus.
Yeah.
And they fucking
you could basically
ride.
Play that bus and hear it down the street. Yeah. It would vibrate your house.
Speakers
so I would play
TV
Black Sabbath and Slipknot. So I was playing all these music and I was fucking drunk in the back, fucking rocking out. I look on the floor and there's a jacket, you know. I go in the jacket, it's only $1,500.
$1,500. A wad. No, not more than that. There was a wad.
There was only $1,500. I pick it up. I'm like, yeah, yay. Yeah. I was all snooped out. Yeah, yay. Yeah. I look at my mom like, we're rich. Yeah. You know, $1,500 for us, you know. Yeah.
Did you keep it?
No. She's all, put that back. I'm like, what the fuck? I found this shit. She's like, put that back. You know, I don't want to lose my job. He pays me to do this shit.
They won't miss
so
it.
So I put that money back. I'm like, fuck. Snoop comes into the bus 30 minutes later, picks up that same money and passes it out to
the
people.
Kids.
I'm like, what the fuck?
He gives me $300.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Like, he doesn't want the money. He just passed it out.
He gave all the kids $100 because they won the game.
Oh, he basically looked at the sky and passed out. He doesn't give a fuck.
Put it this way. My son, they won 5 Super Bowls. They have Super Bowl rings.
With diamonds on
gold. Diamond rings.
No shit.
I'm not fucking.
He paid for it himself.
That's
not a normal thing.
He got
right?
He got 30 of those rings for like 10-year-old kids.
Yeah. My son has 4 of them.
Sounds like a cool dude.
My son has 4 of them.
Yeah. I tried to get him the pawn shop, but fuck that. I'm talking about actual like gold, like
yeah.
Dude, they're
you know
their jerseys.
Every
that
kiss
they
begins
would,
with
the,
K,
the
all that
kiss,
bullshit.
Yeah.
That's that kind of ring.
Every week they have different
kids. Has your name on the side.
Yeah.
Like,
G Unit, everybody. I, you know what?
All the kids' jerseys were fucking like
every
branded
week.
By like they. See, the thing was is the Snooper fucking the Snoop Lee whatever.
The Snooper.
Everybody wanted to get be a part of it. I don't know if it was a
my
tax
son was the only.
Whatever,
my son was the only Mexican on the kid on the team for like 2 years.
Yeah, dude.
That's why I'm with the.
It was fun, and it like I was telling.
I got kind of brainwashed.
Like I was telling,
I grew up with all these Mexicans, and all of a sudden I'm Snoop League, and
yeah,
then
you go over there.
It's like you know, like all the color was gone. It's like everything
was
black and white.
Crazy about that. Like I've been to
the dark side.
I've been to a couple games and like they're like saying what's up to people and I'm like, oh shit, they're saying up you know, what's up to Warren G and Nate Dogg and Ice Cube and fucking Snoop and
Brandy.
And
Put it this way, little Bow Wow used to perform for the halftime shows for 10-year-old kids.
Like nothing, dude. That, yeah. Like I was saying, that time we went to Six Flags, dude, we did every fucking ride in about 4 hours. Because they fucking
literally had security. You guys appreciated it, but every time there was a game, behind us. Everybody was, yeah. Wasn't Mexican.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody
yeah.
wasn't it from, was... everybody was from LA. So if I had to use the restroom, I'm in a line with 30 guys. With 29 black people.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in prison. I'm like peeing on the wall. You got all the people behind me. Everyone's blood and crypt is Snoop Dogg. What do you expect?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's all. Yeah. I'm the only Mexican in there. What? How do you think I felt? You thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I thought I was going to get jumped every day.
I got to pee.
I got to take a piss too.
I'm going to stop it real quick.
Okay.
Pee-pee break.
Open your mouth. I got to pee.
All right, we're back, and now I want to get into your recent adventure, duty.
Yes.
Duty.
Yes, sir.
What the hell happened to you? You crash your car? Were you driving?
Yes, I was driving. I'm trying to remember right now. yeah, it was a pretty different
experience.
It was a
bad time, huh?
Yes. And a lot of people say, oh, I'll do this when something happens. I'll go to church when this happens. I'll believe in God when I almost die.
Right.
You know, I'm saying all that stuff because I said it. I actually said, I'll go to church when this happens, when I need to, when I almost die. I actually even said I never broke a bone. I never had stitches. I never did this.
Yeah.
And,
it all happened in one accident.
Before October 1st, I had some random two people, some Jewish witch lady walked up to me at a store saying, you need to go to church. You need this. I feel like you're this. You need God now.
What?
And then I went to a barbershop and some crackhead asked everybody for a dollar, walked up to me, didn't ask me for nothing. He said, you want God in your life? You want this? He didn't say you need. He said, you want. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll fucking go to church. You know, I'm one of those typical people. Like, I'll go to church if I almost die or if I see, like,
only on the holidays.
I need one of those life-changing experiences. Yeah. I always said that.
Right.
So I got a new job, so I'm driving to LaSalle's. Get my grub on. So I'm just driving down Central. I see a cop, so I put my seatbelt on. I'm like, I feel good. Like, you know, one of those days you just feel really good. Yeah. You just feel real good. You're just like, it's a good day.
Yeah.
So you're driving. I see a cop. I'm like, oh, fuck, my seatbelt's not on. So I'm driving. I look at my girlfriend. I'm like, I love you so much. That's how, you know, you feel good.
Stupid.
No, and I swear, this is what happened. I looked at her. I love you so much. I grabbed her hand. And, you know, you look at her. You just feel so good. I looked up, and there was a car coming, and it hit us. And next thing you know, I don't remember. I just remember getting airlifted.
They came into your lane?
Yeah, they came into my lane. I was driving speed limit. I was normal. There's two cars racing down the other side of the street on coming traffic. They swerved off and hit us, but I looked up and next thing you know, I see this car just swerving. But by the time you look up and see it, it's just like, you don't really know what's going on. You know you got hit, but you don't know, you can't process because it's like you just got knocked out, but you saw what happened.
Right.
And then I wake up and I see, you know, all these flashes and, you know, it's not a good thing to see when you get hit by a car is a flash, you know, it walks the flash.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's, you know, a bunch of cops and they're putting a blankets on me, the jaws of life. My legs were stuck. My ribs were bruised. Broken ribs. I had lacerations in my arms.
Your neck.
My neck. I couldn't move. I was stuck in the car for about 20 minutes. I got airlifted to the hospital. And it's a life-changing experience. People say all these things. Oh, I'll do this. And, you know, 2 weeks before that accident, I bought a Bible. I started reading and, you know, all this stuff happened so fast and like, you know, it's a thing. People don't know what they have. And like, oh, I'll go to church when this happens. I'll go to church when this happens. But when it happens, what do?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like what? You don't know what's going to happen. It's just boom. You could die right now without even knowing.
Yeah. So what do you think now after it happened? What do you think about those dudes that told you about, you know, you need God or you want God in your life? What do you think about all that?
Well,
you think it was something was telling you something?
Well, when I was driving with no seatbelt, I saw a cop. And when I saw that cop, I crashed literally 20 seconds later. So him. People tell me it was an angel, blah, blah, blah.
You put your seatbelt on.
Yeah. If wow. I, the wow. cop, they thought I was dead with a seatbelt on.
Right.
When the other car hit me, his wife and two kids threw out of his car.
They died?
No.
But we don't know the results because
yeah. well, put legal it this issues. Way. Yeah.
But my car flew like 20 feet off the street onto wow. a hill.
So if you wouldn't have saw the cop, you wouldn't have put your seatbelt mm-hmm. on.
I would feel the
and
car.
And you'd be dead right now.
Yeah, the yes. cop told him. The cop told him.
And if my, you wouldn't have my your door was a foot in.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, so my whole left body got smashed. My left leg was cut. The jaws of life were used. And the cop came up to me and said, I've been to 100 accidents. When I saw this car, I thought you were dead with or without a seatbelt. He's all, for you to walk right now? He's all, there was a God, there was an angel watching over you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the past 2 weeks, you know, the Jewish lady, the barber guy, and then for some reason, I've never gone to church. I just bought a Bible out of nowhere. You know, it's life-changing. You almost die. Like, a lot of people say, like, oh, I don't give a fuck, you know. You know, put your seatbelt on, it's gonna happen, you know. Don't do this. Don't go to a party, because, you know, I don't give a fuck. But when it happens, what, now what?
Yeah.
Now what?
So now you going to church?
No.
No, but I'm thinking about it, but it's crazy. Now what? Everyone always asks that question.
Right.
Oh, I don't care. When it happens, we'll see. Well, when it happens, then what?
I think you're
probably dead.
I think a lot of us are on this journey where we're trying to find out truth. We're trying to uncover, because none of us know.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I believe there could be, with the whole God thing, I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not a 100% believer. But what you're saying, it sounds... does it sound like too much more than a coincidence?
You know? Sounds weird.
No.
Doesn't it sound a little
like,
strange?
If it was just an accident, I'd be like, oh, it was an accident. But for the Bible, for these people coming up to me talking about church, and then for the accident happened all within like 14 days?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, there's definitely a chain of things that happened.
What's weird... is that when he crashed, directly where he crashed across the street, our brother-in-law had just passed away, and we had a reception there. Our Nino, all of our Ninos.
Exactly.
And our godfathers. And he literally had his accident in front of the reception where they had the reception for my brother-in-law. And what was weird is that he was watching over him. He was watching over him because when we spoke to the cop, the cop told us, when I got there and I seen these three people ejected from the vehicle on the floor, and I seen your son. As soon as I got there, I called the coroner, and I called homicide. Before I even stepped out of the car, I thought they were dead.
Yeah, the cop told me, he's all, with the seatbelt, with the helmet, I don't care what you're wearing.
I thought you were
for
dead.
For you to go to the hospital that night and walk out, like, I wasn't walking, I was on a wheelchair, but for you just to, like, leave, like, that's like a 1 in a million chance. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Your door was a foot in. Your car looked like a boomerang.
Dude,
looked like a convertible. That's what they told him.
The car looked like a convertible. It was smashed to shit. There's no, not, I mean.
It was an Altima.
There's nothing identifiable about this car.
I feel like a dick now because you didn't tell me it was that severe.
No, it was bad.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, tell us about your little adventure. And I feel like an asshole because I wasn't aware how fucking intensely crazy that was.
No, this was
he told me, oh yeah, my cousin got in a car accident. He needed to draw his life to get out. But that was all he said. Uh-huh. It wasn't like, you walked out the next day.
Well, no, that's
like,
what I thought.
See, but the thing was, like,
the next day I went over to his house. I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's able to walk and talk.
You should have seen
like,
the car.
See,
but
my point is,
don't ever
wait too long to tell somebody you love them or don't ever nothing. Because I told my girlfriend I love her almost before I almost died. That was like the last thing I would have did. Do it now. You know, don't.
So how was she?
She
just had a little cut in her head. That was it.
She had a cut in her head, her feet, and her chest area.
That was it.
And her neck was strained.
So the guy hit your side of the car.
He hit my door. My door was a foot in. I had a concussion, broken ribs.
So you remember seeing the car, and then the next thing you remember is lights flashing.
I remember because I grabbed my girlfriend's hand. I looked up and I saw the car coming. But I was going 50. He was coming 70. It was just head on.
Yeah.
You can't do nothing.
That's what, about 130 mm-hmm. total?
Yeah. And I guess the story was that when he lost control, he didn't hit his brakes. He panicked and hit his gas. So he drifted. So he never slowed down anyway.
Right.
So he hit me. His wife and his kids went out of his car. I got hit and flew like 20 feet off the street.
Landed on a tree. His car literally landed. The back of his car was on a tree.
Yeah.
I felt like I just got hit and I woke up, but I guess I was off for 15 minutes. I was airlifted. I woke up with a bunch of flashes and blankets over me because of the jaws of life.
Were you in any pain at that time? Or was your adrenaline pumping just so stunned. Much?
You know, like sometimes you hear the ring in your ear.
Yeah.
But like your whole body, you're just like in shock. I think if I didn't see the car hit me, I would have been like, what's going on?
Right.
But I knew what happened, but at the same time, you can't process it. You're just like, I can't even explain it. Imagine getting hit that hard.
But,
like,
but imagine as a mother, I was at a party, at my uncle's retirement party, for the hospital to call me and say, your son's been airlifted and he's in ICU intensive care emergency. That's right. All we can tell you.
Yeah.
That was some scary shit.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to you.
That was scary.
You don't listen to the shows, but on this other show, I talked about it. I was in a motorcycle accident, and I woke up in the hospital not knowing what happened to me. Looking at the ceiling lights and like, what the fuck am I? And my arms were strapped down to the bed.
It's so surreal, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't...
But at least you have some memory of what happened.
You expect it to be different, but when you wake up, you're like, you know what happened? Dude, it's not like you're panicking.
I had zero memory of anything. I remember turning on the street with my buddy. We're riding bikes.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
But when I woke up, it's not like I got a car accident. Right. I got hit. You wake up, you're like, I just got hit. I'm in the hospital.
Dude, but you're fucking lucky.
Yeah.
I got to show you the pictures.
Because
you
I was, believe it. My left arm was paralyzed for like a year. I got fucked up. It was a dark time. But yeah, man, for you to walk away, I mean, semi-walk away. Looking at you right now in front of me. You look good to me. Fuck.
But it doesn't look good for the people that hit him.
No.
They're going to prosecute him and they're going to try to take his kids away because it was child endangerment.
They had kids in the car.
Yeah. He had just left the
He drove field. Literally less than
a mile.
1.1 mile.
That's a fucking
You know idiot. They always say you crash closest to your house?
Right.
He had literally gone in his car, drove for 20 seconds.
Shit.
And never Imagine put the seatbelts on his kids, and his kids were ejected from the vehicle and his wife.
When he hit me, there was a wife on the floor and two kids on the floor. All knocked out.
And they lived.
They all lived.
Wow. Broken legs, that's all.
Wow.
There's basically bodies everywhere on the street. And
coming away from that, you can only think that it was a lesson because, I mean, usually something like that, this story that you hear, usually you hear it from, I mean, I'm glad you're okay, cousin. Like, I swear to God, I was stressing out that night. Like, usually you don't hear, from what the story tells.
You're watching the news.
You don't even hear it from the person that's gone through it. You hear it from
other people.
You hear from the parents. You hear from the family members. Like, this is what happened to them, and it's because that person is no longer with us. I mean, I saw the pictures, and it was like it was amazing to see you the next day.
It was
day.
Really amazing. It was so amazing that the officer on the site actually wants to present me an award for surviving. I don't know how that feels. Like, here's an award for living.
But good job, buddy.
I'm actually getting it from City Hall.
It's the Call of Duty award.
Yeah, I'm always on duty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
I looked at my girlfriend the next day, and it takes a lot more than a car to get rid of me.
Oh man,
I always got a sense of humor somehow. Like, how the fuck you go through that? The first thing you say to your girlfriend is like, it takes a lot more than that to get rid of me.
Yeah,
she's like, fuck.
But he was really messed up. I mean, I had to take days off from work because he couldn't even get up. I had to take him to the restroom.
Spitting blood.
Yeah,
too.
Literally sit him down in the freaking shower so he could take a shower. And
we went
to the impound the next day to look at his car, and the guy was like, "Oh, you're here for the convertible?" And they were like, "No." They're like, "Well, that's what your car looks like."
I really appreciate Lito though, because every time I had to pee, he was always there. I know your forearm is a little sore. He
shaked you off a little bit.
You were always there. You shake it off. I really appreciate it. I just want to say I love you and let everyone know.
My thumb and my pointer. That's all I needed.
You know what? I was in the hospital for 5 days. I was in there for a while. And I don't remember any of it because I was so... I had so much morphine on me. I can't remember shit. But
morphine's pretty good, though.
But yeah.
You have to pee and you get hot, but it's really good.
Takes everything away. And I was on... Yeah, I didn't shit for like a week.
Oh.
Yeah. Because
Did you eat the beans right after? Because all that black shit came out?
With the bacon juice?
But yeah, you bring up a point where you you're appreciative of things and you look at life in a whole new way. But you know what? It's easy to go back to normal again after that. Like, it's easy to take things for granted again.
I think it's easier to say, blah, 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 I'll do this when it's time, blah, 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 I'm just going to have fun. I think when you almost die, it's the opposite. I'm not going to lie, I didn't do good in high school. I'm not doing good now. I'm working in a warehouse. But I'm not going to lie, I'm looking forward. I'm actually stepping my foot forward and I want to do something.
Right.
And I'm not going to say, oh, I'm not going to lie, if it wasn't for the accident, I'd probably be getting drunk somewhere else, but like, instead you're like, of here, you're like, he's getting drunk with his mom. You're like, I'm alive. It's just like, it's different. Like people don't realize like I could die.
Yeah.
People just think they're invincible.
Right.
If I tell you now, you could die tomorrow. You'd be like, yeah, whatever.
No, I know that.
So back to the show. Like, you know what I mean? But if it really happens, it's just like, I'm here. It's like, what should I do?
Right. And so easy.
You appreciate. I mean,
drunk with my mom.
You lose a sight and a lot of things, but it's not the same anymore.
But you know what's cool? I mean, like I don't know if you understood what I was saying. You after an accident, after a traumatic experience like that, you have this new outlook.
Yeah.
I was given a second chance. I'm not going to fuck it up. But it's easy to fuck it up again. It's easy to get back into the methods of life and the regular routine. And you saying that right now makes me realize, like, fuck, I was in the same position you were in, you know? And already you're back into the cycle. You're back. Yeah. You're getting, you know, the whole brainwashed thing. Back to work. Yeah.
It's very easy to pick up a beer and call your friends.
That's why I stopped drinking.
But you know what?
What, 10 minutes ago?
Because I have a commercial license.
No, I fell back in it since then a couple times, but I try to remind myself.
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend always reminds me. That's why I love her so much. But you know what?
What you're doing right now, you're going to forever capture this moment now, because you can always go back and listen to this.
Yes.
And it'll put you back into it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It'll put you back into that mindset.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So you're welcome.
No,
cheers to that. Cheers to that. You know,
cheers.
Everybody hears that.
Oh, I'm not drinking anymore.
There's some water over there.
No shame. No shame in that.
Yeah. Just for all you people, I stopped drinking because I have a commercial license, so I have to take care of it.
And that was all true, by the way. I almost died.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's true.
I never thought of that. I'm going to listen to this every month.
You should, yeah.
Crazy.
You should have been listening anyways, but...
Hey, and real quick, you mentioned it before the show, what the commercial license thing. What is the rule now? I don't think people know about this.
If you have a commercial license, for regular drivers, it's 0.8 legally drunk. Right. For us, it's 0.4.
Which is half a beer.
And that's even off duty, right?
Yes.
At any time in your life.
Any time. If I get pulled over right now, I can lose my license.
That's crazy.
So after 12 beers, I stop drinking.
You gotta be responsible, right?
I gotta be responsible because I gotta drive my son home.
Now I got to be responsible.
Yeah, I gotta drive my son home, so I stopped drinking.
That's funny.
Yeah, the guy that got in the car crash on 2 drunk drivers going home.
Exactly.
Let me ask you
a question real quick, Duty. Let's get more into something more lighthearted. Is it true that you filled a water bottle full of vodka and took it to school with you?
Yes.
Okay, everyone be quiet. Who told you this?
I don't know.
A sneaky little devil.
Someone in this room, maybe?
Okay, I go to a high school that has a lot of white
people.
How old? 17? I don't fucking know.
You don't remember because he was on vodka.
All right, this is what happened. I went to high school and I took a bottle of regular water bottle, 12 ounces. Drank all vodka, right? I'm like, damn, I feel good.
Baby's kid.
Why do I feel good? So I drank another water bottle, just straight vodka.
Feels good.
Water bottle, huh? And I was fucking, I was in class. He's like, what's wrong? I'm fine. I'm going to the restroom. I went to the restroom and these fucking punk rocker kids, the big ass Gatorade bottle full of vodka. I downed the whole thing. I wake up in my apartment, kicked out of school.
Yeah, guess who they called? Me.
The principal's like, what's wrong? I threw up. He sent me to the restroom, called me back. I threw up, went to the restroom. Fell asleep in the restroom on the toilet.
Yeah, but it wasn't just you. It was a couple of guys.
And girls. Sorry, man.
That's what you think.
But
praying to the porcelain.
Since then, I never went back to school. So
you got expelled.
I got expelled.
Wow, yeah, and I had to pick him up.
It was funny because the cop came in. He's all, I have to write you a ticket. And he's all, what's your name? I was all, Hara. And he literally looked at me. He's all, fuck. He walked out. I never got a ticket. Thank you, Mom.
He's all, what's your name? Ralph.
I got a pain in my chest and I can't breathe.
Yeah, they called me at work. I had to pick him up. He was throwing up and I had to take care of him. And I was...
How did you feel?
I wanted to beat the shit out of him, but I couldn't.
I saved you a ticket. What are you talking about?
I wanted to beat the shit out of him, but he was drunk.
I saved you a ticket.
The only problem is he didn't follow your training, right?
No.
I didn't get anyone pregnant.
You get pregnant and then you do that.
Exactly. How dare you get drunk?
Follow the procedure here, young man. Right?
The funniest thing.
How dare you get drunk and not get something pregnant?
My school was a lot of white people. I went up to my best friend and all. We're the only Mexicans in the school. The only Mexicans.
Yeah, he did the same thing the next day and got kicked out. Nice way to represent us.
Yeah, but his friend, the only Mexican, got kicked out, and he went to AAA for like 2 years because his dad sent him to drunk.
Nice way to represent us, Daniel. Thanks.
See, Mexicans drink tequila. He drank vodka. He fucked up.
Yeah.
Vodka, you can keep on going and then it hits you.
You gotta be white to drink vodka. All right, I'm gonna share with you guys a story. I like this story, actually. I hope you guys do too. Somebody I know, I'm not gonna say names. It's a girl.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you probably do. Don't say names.
We all say names, so.
She was with this guy. It ended badly. The guy, I think, dumped her for another girl, okay? So this girl was upset about this. She was heartbroken, mostly pissed off, I think, just at the way it happened with a new girl. So at the time, my wife was pregnant with my son. So this other girl brings a pregnancy test and says, piss on this test for me, please. She brings two tests.
Oh, shit.
So my wife, you know, being a good sport, saying, fuck it, all right, let's play the game. Pisses on the test. Of course, it comes up positive, both of them. She goes to this guy that dumped her. And this girl puts on a fucking Academy Award winning production, okay? Goes up to him crying the whole thing.
Fuck.
Wow. Oh my God. Look. And the guy, you know, sees the test in her hand. And he freaks out. He starts crying like a baby. Oh. What are we going to do? And he's freaking out. And
she pulled out.
And so she's just playing it up, dude. Playing it up. You know, like I said, award-winning performance. And, you know, then looks at him and goes, what do you think we should do? And he's like, oh, well. And, you know, a little apprehensive, but says it anyway. Let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. And so he starts
punching her stomach.
She knows he's gonna say this.
Yes, Sandra.
She has a good idea he's gonna say this.
Yeah.
And so she plays it off for a bit. Oh, I don't know if I can do it. I can't go through with it. And maybe she even left and said, I'll think about it. That's what she did, yeah. She said, I'll think about it. Let the guy stew with it, right? Just fuck him over for a day, just thinking about
it. Fuck with his mind.
Stewing for a day.
Yeah.
For days? Are you
days.
Serious?
Couple good days.
Girl.
Couple days.
No, that's good horrible. Girl. Why would you do that to a
torturous.
That's fucked up. Yeah,
no,
that's
good
so
girl.
So she finally hits the guy up. I know what I'm going to do now, okay? Yeah.
I feel kicking.
You know.
I had a miscarriage.
She goes, no. She goes,
I see the head.
She goes, look. She goes, I understand we're not together. Okay, it's over. But I can't raise this baby by myself. I can't do it like this. So, if you want to get rid of it, you better give me some money to get rid of the baby. Oh. So this guy gives her $300.
Wow.
Like I said, good
Whoa.
Girl.
$300 for what, rent or what the fuck?
I think it's obvious, right?
It's called the asshole tax.
Yeah, so she said that it's going to cost money to get rid of it. So, you know, I don't have anything. You got to pay for it. This is your fault. You knocked me up. You pay up, motherfucker.
Yep.
So he does. I mean, obviously she stashes the money.
Then she has a new coach purse.
Ah, oh, good girl.
That's fucked up.
That's how you know he's Mexican coach.
And yeah. So my question is, I guess to you, Angie, have you ever done anything evil like that to a guy?
No, because I've been with the same guy since I was like 17, and I was always pregnant. It was always true.
Yeah, the joke was, we're going to have another kid. Oh, fuck.
The joke is it was true.
See, that's the thing. The first child, it started as a mullet.
No, the joke was, I'm not pregnant. Yeah. That was the joke.
A year later.
Child, his mullet fucking started dwindling down to a rat tail.
When I was born,
yeah, the third
she
one was
pregnant?
A regular. Yeah.
What, like,
no.
That's a year later.
No, when Daniel was five months old, I was pregnant already.
Oh, man. Wow.
She doesn't know if you're on time,
no,
you can't get pregnant, right?
No,
so
a lot of people...
You know the rule, right? Like, you can't have sex for 6 months after the pregnancy?
No, 6 weeks, not 6 months.
No, she thought it was six hours.
6 weeks, that's what your wife tells you. 6 weeks.
It was 6 weeks, you're right.
Yeah. She
right.
waited six I hours waited and two that was
weeks. It. You waited 2 weeks?
No, I'm just kidding.
You could not wait, huh? Just put it right back inside me, I can't wait. I need another beef injection.
Months, wow. Yeah.
Give me 500cc stat right now.
I got pregnant on birth control. Do you remember Norplant?
No.
Remember that device that was put in your arm? It was little like sticks implanted in your arms. It was a birth control.
What yeah, else was put in there. You? Shit.
Yeah, it was called Norplant. My brother used to call it whore plant. And it was my your dad. It was six little sticks implanted in your arm, and it would release like you know like a, yeah. some kind of whatever it was.
Oh, well, so your dad is her brother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Michael, aka Mike Itch, because he's always scratching. Oh, we gotta talk about the nicknames.
Mike Itch.
Yeah, he has eczema. Yeah, he has eczema. He was always scratching.
Oh, he's fucking... Miguel Sr., right?
Yeah, well.
That's why he's Lito.
Yeah, well, yeah. Mike Itch.
His name is Lito Wiener, but we just call him Lito.
Lito.
Yeah. Just in case you guys were wondering, it's Lito Wiener. Yeah.
All right. I was hoping for a juicy story, but I guess I
was always pregnant. On that one.
Let me ask you a question now. As a woman, be honest. Mm-hmm.
He's asking you, Daniel.
Who's yeah I was talking to you, Duty. What in your opinion, who's more filthy and dirty? Not like in the way you talk. I'm saying hygienically, or maybe just making a mess. Who's more dirty, men or women?
Men. Have you seen Daniel's room?
I disagree.
No,
I have gym clothes over the floor.
Unless when you're on your period.
I'm gonna tell you something. I worked at a bar for a long time, for a couple years. The women's restroom was so fucking filthy.
Full of blood.
You know what? They left...
And hairs.
They left everything all over the place. They left the tampons on the floor, toilet paper on the floor, toilets plugged up, you know?
Oh,
a fucking mess. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? You think the women are the more... Oh!
It was like a crime scene?
Oh, yeah. Every day I played CSI with myself.
Oh, shit, I gotta get CSI.
So
well, it looks like today's a bloody situation.
I was hoping you backed me up on that, but
well, you know what? I guess you're right because
my room's only dirty because I go to the gym every day.
I don't think it's the only reason why it's dirty. It's just that I've been in their rooms. Both the boys share a room, and he has his own room. It usually smells like shit in there.
Dude, pick up my dirty clothes basket. Yeah. It's a basket full of sweat.
No.
Yeah. And the boys' room,
it's two teenagers, so.
No, but you know what? You're right, James, because at work, there's these fat-ass fucking bitches fatter than me, and they'll literally leave pubic hairs on the fucking toilet.
Oh.
And yes. They take mean-ass shits, and they'll leave blood on the... How do you bleed on the toilet when you're sitting
on it?
They
leave it on the toilet seat?
Yeah, there's blood on the toilet and on the floor.
Damn, they must be pushing
on
hard.
On the floor?
Yeah, on the floor. How do you bleed on the floor?
I don't even know how you bleed in the bathroom.
You're probably right.
There's some
dirty-ass bitches at work that they fucking shit like
they must women. Be hovering yeah. or something, or they can't wait, and they're just like, trying to take out their pants.
But who even has pubes nowadays? Like, you shaved. Like, that's like the 80s. That's fucking disgusting.
This is 2012. We don't even grow pubes anymore.
Yeah, like, you don't even have it.
Everybody rock stars it, right?
Yeah, like Brazilian, you don't do that shit no more. Who fucking has pubes? Really? Who fucking has pubes? Like my son. I swear, Anthony, I'm going to put you on blast because I know you hear it. He goes in the bathroom and he leaves a razor full of fucking hairs. And he's like, oh, well, that's... And he'll tell me, like, oh, I just shaved. What the fuck? Do you shave your, like, a butthole and everything? There's fucking hairs everywhere.
With a razor?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's fucking nasty. He'll leave hairs everywhere on the toilet. Huh, Daniel? Like, he trims them first and then he fucking shaves. And he don't even flush the toilet. This is fucking nasty. Sorry, Anthony, but you're a fucking pig.
Duty here has had this uncomfortable look on his face the whole time.
For what, 2 hours, 7 minutes, 58 seconds?
All right. You know what? And now we're going to come to your fucking moment. And here we go. Fuck you! All right. That's the theme song. I'm going to edit that later, but let's start with, who wants to go first? You got one? Duty? You don't have one, dude. Oh, you do have one.
Yeah, he has one.
All right. Take it away.
Here's my fuck you moment.
Okay.
I go to the gym every other day, and I'm tired of fat ass people coming up to me saying, you're doing this wrong. You need to do this right. You're not doing this right. You're fucking fat. I look way better than you. Don't tell me what to do. I'm fucking tired of it. Fuck you. You fucking start running. You eat better. That shit's... I'm tired of it. That's like, my fuck you moment.
What are they telling you, though?
You need to eat better. You need to run this. You don't lift weights right. What the fuck? Look in the mirror. You have stretch marks from your ankles to your neck. You fucking weigh 400 pounds, and you're looking at me saying, Dan, I wish I looked like that. No, fuck that. Fuck you. That's my fuck you moment. Wow.
You know what? I'm gonna say wow because you were like, oh, what do I say? That was fucking flawless.
Yeah,
that was a. I didn't know what to say,
but I really got mad right now. Because you said, "What's your fucking moment?" I was like, "I don't have one." I got mad.
Right there.
All these fat asses. Oh, you need to do this. What the fucking cheeseburger in their hand? What the fuck? I need to do what?
You
right?
need to leave like this.
You're not doing it right.
Well done. Nice. Well done.
There's my fucking moment.
Perfect. Flawless. All right.
NJ.
I guess I do have one. I hate when people talk shit fucking behind your back.
All right.
You have a fucking problem, you fucking tell me. Because I like to fight. And you know I'll fuck you up. You have a fucking problem, you fucking tell me. You know? Don't you hate that people talk shit behind your
back? Maybe that's why they talk behind your back.
This is fucking when I hit them up. No. Motherfucker, I hit them up.
You fucking open your doors.
I hit them up.
No, you open your doors to these fucking people to come in your house. They fucking walk away, dude. Talk shit.
You talking about family?
Yeah, fucking bitches.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that. When you have a fucking problem, if I have a problem with you, I'll tell you straight to your face.
Yeah.
Don't fucking talk shit. Walk out my fucking door after you fucking drink my beer and eat my food and talk shit. Talk shit to my face and I don't care. I'm going to be 40 years old. I will fuck you up. I don't fucking care.
You know what? This happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
With a lot of people, with any situation. You know, they're your best friend. You can say
family. I've had friends fuck me over in the last year.
I'm using that as a figure of speech. That's what I mean. Even family or friends. What I mean
and
is
it's mostly family, and not my family. I'm talking about
they're like
the
your best. You know, like they're like your best friend, drinking your beer, eating like you said, eating your food. You know, very nice. And
trying
then,
to
know,
fuck my
they
husband.
Leave and
fucking
just got
6'2" Fuck, she was like Bigfoot with hammer toes, trying to say, oh yeah. Oh, Angie's husband's trying to fuck me. Fuck you, bitch. She's like 6'2", 500 pounds. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch.
Wow.
That was a fuck
Eva.
You moment.
That
was,
and I'll fucking say her name,
wow.
Eva.
That was...
I'll fucking say her name, fucking bitch. Come to my face and talk some shit. I'll fuck you up. I don't care if you're a fucking Sasquatch. Bitch.
Another first for the Danger Hour. An actual call out of someone's name.
An actual WrestleMania challenge.
Yeah.
The next thing we need is a re- a,
listen
a
here,
ring.
Eva. I want you right now in the ring. Right?
We got 3 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Well done, I guess. Lito, what do you got?
How do I follow something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
You hate guys with big cocks, right?
Fuck you guys. It's too big. So I got another guest fuck you moment, all right? So this one comes from my mom, okay? She's calling me up today. She's a truck driver, her and her husband, going around the country and shit.
Your mom is a truck driver?
Yeah, she's a truck driver. Really? And they're Harley riders, dude.
Wow.
They're fucking bikers. Yeah. Wow. Straight up, they're fucking truck drivers and Harley riders. So she was saying is, so fuck you to people that don't use their blinkers.
Oh, yeah. As a commercial driver, fuck you, asshole, you fucking Asian motherfuckers. Sorry.
So I guess what it is if you're driving this big behemoth of a fucking machine,
yeah.
If you can't see, I guess what, I don't
know.
She's
exactly.
just telling me, yeah.
No.
If you can't see it lower than you and these cars are just, you know, swooping in and out like little fucking rats.
Have you ever handled anything big? I'm curious.
Oh, I can attest to that.
You're always hesitant.
I can assure you.
Yeah.
He's
you're always confused
big.
And hesitant.
No,
like,
it's
big. I don't know what to
do. And I understand your mom because and the audacity of these people is that they'll fucking flip you off like you're doing something wrong.
So, I mean.
Because when I take my pants off, I don't need a blinker. I don't know about you.
I mean, you know, whatever. So, yeah, fuck you to people that don't use their blinkers. And it goes to regular drivers, too. You know, I hate that when... Or somebody, when they use their blinker and they leave it on for, like, 5 miles down the road.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just driving in front of me, like...
And you know, me growing up in Rolling Heights, a.k.a. Rolling Rice. Man. Woo.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Rolling Heights is...
Rolling Rice.
And Hacienda Heights, yeah, but I think mostly Rolling Heights. Somebody was talking about this recently. If you learn how to drive in that city, you're good anywhere. Because the Asians...
I can't even read the signs anymore.
I'm going to say it again. The Asians know how to fucking make a car, okay? They can do it.
Well,
the Japanese
I just bought a brand new
Japanese
Hyundai.
Can build a fucking car. They just can't operate them. It takes an American to perfect that shit, you know? An American will drive anything you fucking make. But yeah, they can't operate those cars for shit.
It's because they see all in widescreen, that's why.
I almost got hit by an Asian the other day on the freeway.
I always get hit by an Asian all the time.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
I almost fucked an Asian. This is what do you think about that?
I guess he wins.
Give something back.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question, Lito.
Yes.
Your mom, you say, is her fucking moment. Does she listen to the show?
She has listened to the show a couple times. What she's done is...
Sorry, Amanda.
My sister has made her... Because obviously she doesn't have access to the internet on the road. So my sister is... dub a couple of episodes on a CD and, you know, I guess they listen to it in their car, in their truck.
Really? So,
hello, mama.
Hello, Liz. My favorite, listen to the episode my favorite on the ex-sister-in-law.
Yeah, they listen to it on the truck. Yeah, she'll dupe it onto a CD and I think she's gotten like 3 or 4 CDs and she'll just give it to her every now and then. That's what I'm going to actually probably do tomorrow.
This show won't fit on one CD. It's 80 minutes, right? The show's over.
That's like one CD.
But if you convert it into an MP3 file...
There's CDs with like 150 minutes.
Yeah, an MP3 file will actually convert down...
But how can they play that in the truck, though?
Well, MP3... CD player. But see, if...
Hey, truckers are advanced now.
I don't want to bore our customers. But
you can play MP3s on a CD player?
I don't know how my sister does it, but she's gotten into like 2 or 3 episodes in one disc.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm actually going to see my mom on Sunday, so I'll probably give her some new episodes.
Right on.
But, yeah.
Cool. Did you close it out already?
Fuck you to people that don't know how to use their blinkers.
Beautiful.
Nice.
All right. Here's my fucking moment. I saw it, we can edit anything out you don't want to hear. That's gone. Don't worry about it. Really?
That's what makes it.
All right, man. It's up to you.
It's your funeral.
Doesn't matter. Whatever you want. Pull me aside later once you clear your mind. But
I'm the kind of guy you leave everything.
All right.
I'm here to drink and...
It's here. It's documented.
I still say, fuck you, Eva.
I almost fucked a nation.
You ever seen Wally?
Wally.
You ever seen Wally?
Eva.
No?
That's gross. Asian? That's not... Let's see. No.
And she's like, you want shrimp? I'll take fish.
Oh, fucking. All wrong.
Happy ending. Happy ending.
Oh, you're so happy.
You make me so horny. Oh, no. What's that song? Oh, me so horny.
Oh, you're so big.
Oh, me so horny. Me love you wrong time.
No, listen to this. That's this is what's funny.
That's from a movie. It's Full Metal Jacket.
My mom doesn't speak English. And that song, Spanish, Me So Horny, used to come on, you know, Two Life Crew. Oh, Me So Horny.
She used to like that song.
She used to love that song. My mom and my dad would be, Me So Horny, Me So Horny.
She knows what it means?
No, until I told them.
And they were like, yeah. They used to sing Jump Around, but they say that.
House of Pain, Champurrado.
Champurrado.
Jump Around.
I forgot about that.
Champurrado.
What's that mean?
Champurrado, it's like a Mexican chocolate drink.
On the stove, you know, the grandma, the
Abuelita.
They always sell it around Christmas.
Yeah.
Anyways, until I told my parents that Me So Horny meant, in that Spanish, you're very caliente, you're very horny, and then they stopped singing that song.
I know.
I can't believe they're saying it on the radio.
All right, my fucking moment goes, sorry.
Going back, I remember being little because we all lived in the same
house.
You're still little.
Okay.
With the two belly buttons.
So being younger, I remember they would like, my aunts would fucking make me like do things, like say bad words and stuff. Like, oh.
Yeah.
So I remember like, they were telling me, sing the song. And like, oh, me so horny. And my mom came out. What are you saying? And then I had to go to my room and like my answer.
And
like,
play with this two belly buttons.
Two belly buttons. All right.
Don't worry, I'll put a picture up. It's not a belly button.
No, you won't. My fucking moment goes.
Oh, Jared will.
The other day, I was watching this show on accident. I was just flipping through the channels and, shut up. And what I seen was
Jersey Shore.
I guess this guy, what's his name? White haired guy. He's like a news guy. What's his fucking name?
Oh, Anderson the Cute.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Anderson.
He's fine.
What's his name?
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper.
Yes.
He has a new show apparently, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a talk show, right?
Yeah. It's weird, but I was like, well, what the fuck, Anderson Cooper on TV? Mm-hmm. And so I'm watching it, and what he had on that show was these little girls. My fucking moment goes to these mothers that put their daughters into fucking beauty pageants.
Oh yeah. There you
okay?
go.
Hey, that's a good one.
Tallers and tiaras.
Yeah, because this show was actually, these kids were, They weren't really beauty pageant girls. They were like dancing girls.
Yeah, dance moms. Fuck, there you go, dance moms.
And these girls had full on like makeup all over their face, wearing these tights and stuff. And Anderson Cooper was like, and I just turned it on, and I'm just like disgusted by these women. Oh, she loves it and all this stuff. And the girls are like, oh, I love dancing this. And Anderson Cooper, you can tell on his face, he's like, this is fucking wrong.
It's inappropriate what
and he keeps looking at the camera like, come on, people, like that kind of thing. And so he goes, so you guys are going to do a dance right now, right? And they go, oh, yeah. So they do it, and they're dancing provocative. They're doing all these, like, these sexy
with
movements.
With a jacket, with nothing. I remember they had a jacket.
They're all wearing, like, tights, tidy things with, like, a one-piece tidy thing.
Yeah, it was, like, a jacket.
And so, like, their legs are flying up in the air, and, like, they're putting their hands on their hips and, like, shaking back and forth and looking in the camera, like, very sexy. I'm like, what the strippers. Fuck?
And these are little girls.
These are like 6-7-year-old girls. Wow. Like, what is this
all
shit?
All they needed was a pole.
Yeah, yeah. And like their legs are flying over the place. And it was they finish, and Anderson Cooper's like, oh, you did a good job, but don't you think this is a little provocative for little girls? And the moms go, no.
It's cute.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, moms that put first of all, your kids, let them be kids. Don't be making them grow up too fast. Yeah. Don't be shooting their face with a makeup gun, you know? We talked about that before. Putting them like in tights and making them dance around. Come on. What the fuck? Inappropriate. Fuck you. Fuck you, moms. That, I don't know what it is. Is it something you think bad psychologically moms. With themselves?
They just want to be, I think the moms are living through the kids.
Living vicariously.
Yeah. That's what I mean, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's
so, fuck you, fat people. Go ahead. Fuck you, fat people. Fuck you, Eva. Fuck you, people that put the blinkers. And fuck you, moms that make their kids dance like whores.
There we go.
She closed it for everybody.
That was a nice recap.
Another first. Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right. Wow. And that's the fuck you moment.
Fuck you!
You know what? It's been a pleasure. You crazy bastards. I'm going to say.
Mary and Jesus.
Duty, I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you made it.
I'm alive.
Thanks for coming on the show.
I'm drinking. Thank you for inviting.
Angie! I'm going to play that song probably in the beginning now. Yeah.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
No. Okay, go ahead.
About some lady.
No, I feel really bad that I said the N-word. So I apologize to everybody. I just said that because I was mad. Okay, there.
All right.
No, she's not.
Well done. And Lito, say goodbye.
Goodbye, people.
And
salud.
Salud.
Drink.
A lot of people here all of a sudden. Look, he just dropped beer all over his crotch. You see that?
All over his
Lito, lick it up. Quick, lick it up.
That's not beer.
Yeah, man.
All right. You know what? We'll see you next time.
De la lavas.